Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to put quite in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the die of Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here.
Oh!
How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords, is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Hear ye! Hear ye! King Shazir the Terrible! All rise for King Shazir the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table!
Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
Congressman Bongwater here. Elect me and I'll screw you on taxes. Hello, America. This is Congressman Bongwater here. I will say whatever it takes to get elected. I will take bribes, and not only that, I will allow dead folks to vote for me, because I'm Congressman Bongwater, and I'm running as for President of these United States. Let it be known, America, that I, Congressman Bongwater, couldn't give a rat's ass about the rule of law. I intend on cutting every corner that I can possibly cut in order to fatten my wallet. Why, just the other day I caught my illegal alien maid sweeping dirt under the rug. I gave her a raise. I like the way she thinks. So, this is Congressman Bongwater, and I want your vote for the United States President 2012. I don't give a crap about your freedom, but I'll tell you I do as long as you cast your vote for me. And as far as Texas, well, you know, I got to raise Texas because I've only got 15 credit cards paid for by the taxpayers, and they're all maxed out. And the other day when I was at the Lobster Shack, I got a door ding in my Mercedes. Of course, you know, that kind of ruined my meal there, so I'm going to need donations from each and every one of you tax-paying citizens out there so that I can get the door ding fixed in my Mercedes and go back and have a good meal. Anyway, this is Congressman Bongwater, and I'm running for United States presidency. So, elect me, and I'll tell you like it is. I don't give a crap about you. I just want that taxpayer money to fit my wallet. So, here we go. 2012. Remember, Congressman Bongwater, I'm there for you.
Yeah, truth be told, I would vote for Congressman Bongwater in a heartbeat because at least one thing is honest. He said elect him and he'll screw you on taxes and he'll say whatever it is that he needs to say to get elected. See, we watch our political system over here in the United States, and I'm pretty sure that around the world that it's pretty much the same kind of thing because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely is what they say. And so, you know, with that said, the clown show too, Knights of the Round Table is live, you know. I'm telling you, I was sitting around watching all this impeachment stuff, and I've been listening to both sides of the story, you know, people out there in alternative media doing, you know, all these different shows about it and stuff like that, and you know, it's all about, you know, how Trump's a bad guy and all this kind of stuff, you know. Well, you know, if you want to be intellectually honest, they're all bad guys. They didn't get where they got for, you know, being on the complete up and up. Nobody gets that much power, that much money without being on the complete up and up. But the thing about it is, I'm guessing from all my observation that they believe that we the people are stupid. You know, the lying media, nobody trusts the media anymore. I don't know why people even listen to them anymore. When you go to listen to Fox News, there's people, you know, including myself, that think that maybe, just maybe, there might be a smidgen of truth going on in there. But when you go listen to any other medias, you know, alternate medias like MSNBC, CNN, ABC, and all the rest of them like that, you can see that they actually have the identical talking points on all the different networks simultaneously. So it's all like, you know, for a fact, they're in cahoots. So with that said, you got all those different supposedly separate choices of media, when in reality you only got two choices of media, either the liberal side or the conservative side. And so the clown show continues while they're lying and propagandizing and faking information and just flat out, you know, just telling not even half truths, just complete and utter lies. You know they're doing it. The average Joe isn't as stupid as they think. Now, there are some folks out there that buy into the lie, and so they'll get out there and they'll get all mad and angry and frustrated talking about all this stuff that Trump supposedly did or didn't do. It doesn't matter. One way or another, it doesn't matter. The reality is, right now, the clown show is on the liberal side, and so the clown show on the liberal side is really damaging the Democratic Party beyond repair. And I'm pretty sure that outside of all the election fraud that we do know occurs, and it will occur again, there will be some of them who actually squeak through with an election and actually get reelected via election fraud. Because if you go in and you check out some of the different people that's actually looking into it, I can't remember the one dude that actually goes out there and uses the FOIA process to get information, Freedom of Information Act, to get information. Judicial Watch, yeah. They've been checking in on the voter rolls and finding out that there's several million people who are not eligible to vote, that have voted, and probably will vote again. And so he's been out there trying to get the voter rolls cleaned up for people who's already died, because like Congressman Bongwater said, he don't care, he'll let the dead people vote for him as long as he gets elected. And so, you know, there's a lot of election fraud going on out there. And so if you don't trust your election process, chances are you might not want to vote. Well, that's the problem, and they count on that. They count on the fact that if you don't trust your election process, that you won't come out to vote, but they'll be able to get all their people out to vote. So between the dead folks voting and those who are not eligible because they're not actually citizens of the United States, so you have to be a citizen of the United States, fortunately, for voting purposes. And you can't be in another country and vote for, presidents or congressmen or senators. Well, it's for obvious reasons. I mean, heck, if you wanted to take over a country and they would allow everybody in the world to vote, well, all you had to do is get all your people who want whoever in there to vote, and it's that easy. So if you can bring a lot of people across the border that aren't eligible to vote and you can get them registered to vote, then you can steal elections right after another. Well, we're not looking to become a socialist country or a communist country. America was set up as a representative republic, but the majority of its citizens to this day, because of their government indoctrinations, aka public schools, college, and so on down the line, they have been dumbed down to the fact that where they believe that we are a democracy, which we are not and never have and never will be a democracy outside of an all-out civil war and somebody on the democracy side winning, we're not changing our form of government for anyone. But incrementally, they're trying to convince all the citizens of the United States that we are a democracy, and to try to get things like the Electoral College gone and try to deplete the First Amendment and the Second Amendment so that you can't talk about things that they don't deem worthy for you to talk about, and you can't defend yourself against a tyrannical government. So with that said, the clown show continues. It's on and on. These folks have agendas in order to try to ensure that they make a lot of money for their prospective corporations, companies, and even the government itself. Everything from the energy industry to the military-industrial complex to the doggone government itself and all the different secret agencies that need your money for whatever black projects that they're doing, they need that money. So they need you to believe in things like climate change, climate disruption, and global warming and all that kind of stuff. Even platforms such as YouTube, which is no longer a platform, they are basically a media outlet, because they decide what you get to say and what you don't get to say. It's not free speech on YouTube anymore. It's not free speech on Facebook anymore. And Google, because Google is also connected to YouTube, is not a trustworthy news source as well. So, out, the in-your-face suppression of information with all these different platforms is just off the scale. It's worse than George Orwell's 1984. You know, you got thought crimes, you got hate crimes, you got all this different craziness going on. So, it's hard to get real information anymore. It's hard to get anything said. YouTube actually puts a banner under anyone who has a dissenting view on climate change so that anyone who sees that doesn't trust the information that they're getting, regardless of the fact that all they had to do is actually do a little bit of investigation and some research of their own, and they would find out that not everyone agrees with said climate change / climate disruption or global warming, whatever it's going to be next week when the math don't add up. When you're shoveling 20 inches of snow off your driveway, well, that's a good way reason why you want to change it to climate change, because it doesn't sound like global warming when you're shoveling 20 inches of snow off your driveway. And on the opposite side of the spectrum, there might be a heat wave going over there or a drought going on over there at the same time where you're even getting flooded out or frozen out. So now it has to be climate change or climate disruption because it just doesn't jive with the narrative that the planet's heating up and we're all going to die within 12 years, which is probably less now because it is 2020, by the way, and they've been saying this for a long time. Of course, Al Gore said over 20-some-odd years ago that the oceans were rising and all this kind of stuff, you know, at the same time why he buys a 9-bedroom mansion on the seashore and tells you about reducing your carbon footprint. He still flies around in a corporate jet, just like all of them ride around in corporate limousines and so on down the line. Ain't no carbon footprint being reduced by the government or the representatives or the corporations or the companies for that matter. And as far as the climate change, basically the flock of the religion climate change, climate disruption, and global warming, they still ride around in buses and so on down the line. We have alternative energy methods that are not only proven, but they work, flat out work, but they're denied, they're rejected. Even solar panels and wind turbines. If you live in the wrong neighborhood, you can't have those because your neighbor says they're not pretty, or the doggone windmill might karate chop a buzzard out of the sky, or some craziness like that. You know, so there's all kinds of reasons why that can't go, to be something of the norm. And, California wants all the houses to be zero-point houses. They want, you to be completely off the grid, non-renewable energy by a certain period of time. Never mind the fact that not everybody can afford that, but either way, they want to enforce that. So it's just mind-blowing. The hypocrisy of the entire thing is just mind-blowing. These folks, they have absolutely no common sense. Who's going to pay for it? You're going to pay for it. That's the way it goes. When it comes down to the auto industry as opposed to the electric auto industry, there is a battle between the electric car and the gasoline car, both of which, if properly engineered, would be perfection and wouldn't have to worry about pollution at all, but nonetheless, the oil industries, the auto industries, and the governments are all in bed with one another. They all need to make money. So while out there preaching to you about climate change and how we got to solve this and we got to get the clean renewable energy, their track record stinks. Their hypocrisy is ridiculous because they are on both sides of the doggone fence. So it's like a double agent working for you, supposedly as a representative of your government, telling you one thing while doing another. Every time they say they're going to do something when they get in office, they do quite the opposite of what they promised that they were going to say, to do, or whatever. So that's the kind of deal we got going on. That's the clown show. The clown show in the media, the clown show in the Congress, the clown show in the Senate, the clown show all the way through the entirety of the government, and the blatant disrespect for the law. You got the FBI committing crimes, you got the Department of Justice committing crimes, you got judges are leaning on in a biased manner and voting for whatever it is that they do. You got judges legislating from the bench, regardless of the fact that we have an executive branch, a legislative branch, and a judicial branch, and that separation of powers was put there for a purpose in order to ensure that this kind of thing did not occur. But you have all these different people out there that are supposed representation of the United States of America, the citizens of the United States of America, and they are constantly doing everything that they can to deplete the rights of the citizen. And so if you go out and you look around at some news media, you might find out there's a few things that they're finally starting to get back down on, such as Virginia is trying to do an all-out gun ban, and they have people coming from all over the United States in order to show a force, flat out, basic show of force, come in there armed to show that they are not going to tolerate this type of deal going on. And there's a couple different states out there that are trying to pull the same monkey business. This is all the Democrat side of the fence as well. While the Democrats are trying to say that they are part of the, they are for the people, you go back and look in the history of the Democratic Party and you might find out some disturbing facts. They're not as friendly as they said they were. And so with that said, the clown show continues on and on and on. It's flat out ridiculous, and all the folks out there that are out there sitting there being intellectually dishonest, sitting around foul-mouthing and raising a ruckus because old rotten Trump, old hateful Trump, old racist Trump is in there, doesn't seem to have the intelligence enough to realize that both sides, the left wing and the right wing, are connected to the same bird. So yeah, you fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me kind of thing. So if you want to be intellectually honest and you don't want to make yourself look ignorant, then maybe you might want to step back and look at the big picture and realize you're being played like a banjo from both sides of the fence. Regardless of one side being more corrupt than the other, I mean, the facts right now, if you ain't being played like a banjo, something's wrong, because if indeed the Democrats were supposedly on the up and up, well, then that means the other side was terribly corrupt. So either side of the fence, it don't matter how you look at it. But if you've been watching this stuff as long as I have, then you can obviously see where the problem is. You take and check out both sides of the story, all sides of the story, with a non-biased opinion. You look at this kind of stuff that's going on out there. There's some senators and congressmen and women that should be in jail for what they've done. They flat out breaking the law, flat out violating the Constitution, flat out violating House rules, Senate rules, and so on down the line, flat out violating people's right to a fair trial. So, yeah, I'm going to tell you one thing for sure. I'm going to go vote. I'm going to make sure that my entire family goes votes for Donald Trump the next time around, just to show them what I think about the way that they've been doing the American people for the last several years. They were there to do something in Congress, and it sure hasn't been the clown show that's been going on. And the lies and the propaganda and all the different stuff, the reasons why they're trying to do what it is that they're trying to do to get this man out of office is in order so that they can cover their tracks and keep people like Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and all them out of jail for all the crimes that they have committed. And those are just a few of the names. There's been so much crime behind the scenes, and the American people have had to pay for all this stuff. This doggone craziness, the shenanigans that's been going on in the United States government for quite some time is beyond ridiculous. Now, I don't agree with the wars that we've been getting into. I don't agree with half of what the government's been pulling. They do it in the name of the American people, and then they turn around and they fight constantly over it. They cost us more freedoms. They cost us more craziness going on, and there's a terrorist behind every bush. Of course, you know that's a fact, right? Well, that's the kind of ridiculousness you're going to deal with if you decide you want to come and be a citizen of the United States. Good luck getting in line. You better just go over the fence like everybody else these days. The Democrats want an open border out there where anybody can come across the border. Now don't get me wrong. In a perfect world, we don't need no borders. In a perfect world, we're all family. But we ain't got to that perfect world yet. Because right now, we don't know who in this world hates our guts. We don't know who wants to come over the fence. We don't know what they're up to, what their agenda is. So, you know, a little bit of wisdom's going to go a long ways when it comes down to trying to preserve your nation. I need Russia to be Russia. I need China to be China. Europe to be Europe, and so on down the line. I need America to be America. We all need those separation of powers, just like the three branches of government that we supposedly have here in the United States. Executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government. As long as they're up there battling over who's right and who's wrong, that's buying we the people time to actually try to enjoy somewhat of a little bit of freedom, even though somehow throughout the history of this country we have lost freedom after freedom because of it. We can't even go to the airport without getting groped. We can't go to the ball game without getting groped. We can't go anywhere in any government building without getting groped. So, now they're wanting to frisk us down. Now they're wanting to spy on us. Everywhere we go in this country, there is a camera in our face. There are facial recognition systems. They want us to have this license, that license, this real ID card, and sooner or later probably even a microchip just to prove who we are, while at the same time allowing anyone who's from another nation to just run across the border and do whatever the heck they want and give them whatever they want while sitting there stepping on the back of the necks of the American people and allowing everyone else just to run amok, just to create chaos. Order out of chaos is what they said is what it's going to take to bring about their one world government. And that's exactly what they're doing. Pitting every single citizen against each other between lines of race, religion, politics, whatever. And this is the kind of thing that the American people somehow or another have managed to remain calm and just be tolerant, because we got to be tolerant in everybody. You know, it doesn't matter if a man wants to go into little girl's room, because we have to be tolerant. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you, it does matter if my little girl's going in there. If I see some dude dressed like a lady saying he's getting ready to go in there, no, you ain't getting ready to go in there until my daughter comes out. I'll tell you that. Now, that would make me a homophobe, a xenophobe, a transphobe, because I want to protect my daughter's purity? Uh-uh. I don't care what you say. If you're a liberal and you think everybody out there should be treated right, you better start using some common sense. Because I'm not the only man in this world that's going to protect my daughter. And you think that I'm just going to sit idly by and not say anything? No, it'll be a physical me standing in between that door and my daughter until she's done with what she needs to do. And then when she comes out, you're more than happy to go on in. This is the kind of thing that we have to deal with as American citizens. And you wonder why the American citizens are as crazy as they are right now? It's beyond crazy. Half of the population's on some sort of drug or another. Half of them's drunk as all get out. Between the alcohol, between the drugs, between being bombarded with all the different filth that comes over the doggone TV and the radio. The music industry, the Hollywood, just pure nasty stuff coming out of Hollywood. And we're supposed to be tolerant of this. We're supposed to be tolerant of all this. We're supposed to be tolerant of babies one right after another being killed, just as if it's a thing. It's all right, and we're not supposed to get upset about it. Don't sit there and tell anybody that you're a Christian or somebody who believes in a God or anything like that, because you can't have God in school, you can't have God in government, you can't have God anywhere. And you sure can't talk to anybody about it. You can't have an opposing view. If you don't agree with what one side says, then you don't get to speak. And now on the opposite side of the spectrum, the hypocrisy is ridiculous, because they can say and do whatever they want. They can use all the hate speech. They can use the fascist techniques. They can go out there and get violent and smash people's windows and tear things up and poop on the sidewalk and throw garbage everywhere and talk about, no more fascists. This is the kind of stuff that is getting the average Joe on their ear, to the point where eventually, if they're trying to push the American people towards a second revolution, they are succeeding in monumental ways. Now, between all this corruption, the clown show going on between the left and the right, if they do manage to impeach and they already supposedly impeached him, but it's not done yet because it has to actually go through the Senate. But if they're actually able to somehow or another sucker the other side into saying, yeah, we're going to impeach him, and they try to remove this president, they will have a second civil war on their hands. Maybe they know this. Maybe that's what they want to happen. Maybe they want the race wars. Maybe they want the disease and the sickness that is coming across the border on a regular basis. Maybe they want the drugs. Maybe they want every single American citizen out there on some sort of narcotic, some sort of prescription drug, some sort of whatever drug, some sort of alcohol, some sort of whatever that they can possibly use to dumb these people down, keep them docile. It's not just what they put in the water, it's what they put in the medicine. And these folks out here just going haphazardly through life, tiptoeing through the tulips, playing their PlayStation, watching their Super Bowls and all their different things, without realizing that they're under attack. This is the clown show. It's not such a funny clown show, but it's a clown show nonetheless. Buzz said earlier that there's a lot of people that are actually afraid of clowns, and nobody understands why. That's because you look at the clowns every single day. Clowns in police uniforms, clowns in government seats, clowns in all kinds of seats of power. And these clowns are in to win it. They want your money. There ain't no police officers anymore. If there are, they're few and far in between, and they're on their way out. They have become, quite literally, armed revenue generators for the state. The government indoctrination, such as the AKA the public school system, is lying to our children, teaching them false science, teaching them false history, treating them like trash, throwing them out of school when they wear their own American flag. They can't even show their own patriotism. We've got doctors out there who are more like butchers, who are radiating babies and children and aborting babies as well. So it's total, complete, utter anarchy. And they wonder why the citizen wants to keep his Second Amendment? Because you all are nuts. You all are more than three bricks short of a full load. You got some screws loose. You're off your rocker. You just flat out haven't got any kind of common sense whatsoever. And you call yourself a congressman. You call yourself a senator. You call yourself a president of the United States. You're not listening to nobody but those who offer you something. And that is why everybody and his brother are so fed up. We're fed up with the government. We're fed up with the police departments. We're fed up with all the government agencies. We're fed up with the doggone supposed media. If you're in Fox News, you're probably the last stand for your business, because people sort of trust you, but if you lose that, you're gone. As far as MSNBC, ABC, CNN, and all the other liberal sides over there where y'all play the same exact thing on the same exact, you know, message, whatever, all simultaneously, you think nobody notices that? Y'all in the same exact boat. Nobody trusts you. That's why your ratings stink. And that's why you're on your way out. And in the alternative media, you're losing as well. Because the more you lie, the more you propagandize, the more you sit down with your party line and sit there and say the same doggone thing, oh Trump, oh Trump, oh Trump, oh Trump. You sound like a broken record. And all you're doing is foul-mouthing and making yourself look ignorant because you do not realize that both of those wings are still connected to the same doggone bird. You're being had. You're being played like a banjo. And so that's as simple as that. So Trump bash all you want. But it doesn't show your intelligence at all because this entire governmental system is corrupt. This entire media system out there is corrupt. And you're going to see a day the way that these things are going right now, lesser and lesser people like myself will be able to speak like I do on this radio because I'll be jailed for it. I won't be able to tell the truth anymore. You won't be able to seek the truth anymore because you're only going to get one side of the story. That's as simple as it gets. It doesn't get any more simpler than that. So if we the people want to try to preserve freedom, we the people need to get busy, and we the people need to start paying attention to what's going on. It ain't Donald Trump that's out there making a mess out of everything. It's right there in your face, right there on the TV. They're not even hiding it anymore. That's why I said I would vote for Congressman Bongwater because at least he's honest about what he's going to do. And he's honest about his motive for doing it. He wants your money. They all want your money. You can't even get on the internet without somebody spying on you. I know right now the CIA and the FBI and all the other alphabet soups are listening in waiting for me to say one key word to give them the authority to come kick my door down and tell me what's what and drag me off to jail. I know that. But I don't care. I'm done with it. I'm fed up with the ridiculousness. I'm fed up with all the people out there professing that the aliens are coming to get us and the lizard people are going to eat our eyeballs out of our skull. I'm fed up with all the ridiculousness. The people need to stand up. They need to realize where their true power lies. And if you're going to sit out there and constantly do what you do or just haphazardly go through life and play the game, well, then when they get to the final conclusion, and you got your microchip in your hand, and you can't speak out anymore. Go watch George Orwell's 1984, or what's that Hoxby guy? His Brave New World. Go watch that. And if you're on the other opposite side of the spectrum and you want to fight it out, well then go watch this video series Jericho. Because it's going to be enlightening for you. You're going to get to see what it would be like on both sides of the fence. And it's not pretty either way. So we gotta send a really loud message to all these different mainstream medias. If you're gonna go out there and protest your government, the fastest way to protest your government is stand on the front lawn of CNN, MSNBC, ABC, and tell them what you think about it. Because otherwise, they're gonna try to sit there and make up the story they want. When you go to the protest, they can film what they want, they can cherry pick the footage, and they can make you look any way they want. But if you're standing on their lawn, it's a different story now. Why are you enabling our government to be so corrupt? That's the question you need to be asking. Now I'm not advocating violence. I'm advocating you go stand there and demand some doggone respect. Go there and demand some doggone truth. Because it's hard for them to lie to you when they can't cherry pick the footage any longer. That's what's going on. How many people out there you think are fooled by this? Back whenever Trump, before Trump even got elected, everybody was running around to vote for Hillary because they were worried that Trump was going to go steal Granny's Social Security and Grandpa's wooden leg. none of which was the truth. Republicans are always going to take the Social Security. Republicans are always going to do this. They're always going to do that. None of which was the truth. Because even the Republicans know they can't be that stupid. You go taking away Granny's Social Security and stealing Grandpa's wooden leg and beating some child with it. Well, you're not going to fare too well in the eyes of the American people. That's a fact. But the clown show continues. So with that said, hey Buzz, how you doing, brother? Are you still there?
Movie six. Yeah.
What do you think of all that?
You okay?
Hold on, let me turn you up a little bit. Say something now.
I think you're spot on, dude.
Yeah, I got you now. Good. Yeah, this is nuts, man. And people are buying it. That's the problem. You know? You gonna buy what somebody's selling without looking at it first?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you gotta look at the fact that it's fear that control a lot of people, and there's a lot of distractions. So some of them are being distracted, and some of them are just afraid to face the truth.
Yeah, and some of them are just so high on dope that they don't know the difference, and they don't care. You know, they want
to. Yeah.
They want to set it up so that everyone's a felon. They want to set it up so everyone, because you can use the laws against people. If you can turn everyone into a felon overnight, nobody can own a gun. Huh. What do you think?
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah, one question for you. I'm not one that would like a king or a queen or a ruler of the world, but if you were king of the world, what changes would you make? I've made my list. I've got four things that I would do straight away, but what changes would you make?
Well, the very first thing that I would do is start pulling all of our people out of other countries. And I'd get them back home. I'd tell everybody, I said, look, y'all going to have to fend for yourself because this is exactly what we're going to do. We can't be out there trying to police the doggone world when we can't even police our own armed neighborhood. So we'd shut the border down completely. Nobody comes, nobody goes until we get it sorted out. There'd be an investigation into every single alphabet soup agency that is in the federal government. There would be investigations from top to bottom for everything. And those who've been out there committing every single crime would actually get to do the time. And from that point on, when we started opening back up the government, we'd start be talking about everybody else out there, talking to everybody else out there and say, okay, we're going to fix this stuff. How are we going to fix it together? Because we're not coming over there and just haphazardly just throwing money to the wind to all these corrupt leaders out there. So everybody in the entire world had to fend for themselves until we got our house clean. Because, you know, that old saying, he who lives in glass house should not throw stones. Well, if we got all this corruption here, how in the heck are we any moral authority to be over there trying to help them set their deal up? And they're constantly trying to talk about how we're trying to bring democracy to other portions of the world. We're not even a democracy. Why would we try to bring democracy to another country and we're not even a democracy? Our leaders don't even know the type of representative government that we have. That's pretty scary. So first off, if you want to become a senator or a congressman here in the United States, you're going to have to go to school first, and you're going to have to pass the constitutional test. You're going to have to pass the test that explains exactly our form of government, the do's and don'ts, and that the people are actually in charge before you can even get on the voter rolls. And if you want to vote, you're going to have to come there physically and prove that you are who you say you are and you're not dead, that you can actually vote in that election. It's ridiculous. You know how long it would take this country to clean house? As messed up as it is? It's off the scale. It is completely off the scale how corrupt this place is. And everybody thinks they want to come here, and a lot of folks, when they finally get here, realize it ain't all fun and games, and so they want to turn around and go back. You know, they want to try to bring... here's the thing. I'm not against immigration. But if you come to the United States to get away from all these things, that you all the oppression and everything, and you come out here to become an American citizen, it's immigration. But when you are coming here waving your flag from the same country that you were leaving and you know, trying to get away from to immigrate here, and you're waving your flag, that's not immigration. That's invasion. You come in here to plant your flag here in the United States of America. And that's why the United States citizens are upset about that. You tell a kid in school that he can't wear an American flag on his shirt while you have another kid showing another flag's country out there. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of hypocrisy going on. And the American people are getting more and more frustrated by it by the minute. And the more they play these games out here, this impeachment debacle, the wasting all the American people's money, the matter the citizens are getting. That's why the Second Amendment is so important to these folks. Because they understand that if they can disarm the American citizen, they can get by with whatever they want to do. How many of these folks do you actually think are going to do jail time when it's all said and done for all the crimes that they've committed, after all the fraud, all the perjury in court, all the fake warrants and everything like that they had to do in order to bring this mess to the table? How many of them do you think are actually going to spend time in jail because of their status? I would wager to say not one of them. So when we start seeing senators, congressmen and women, and people being held accountable and actually doing jail time, that's when we'll start trusting our government again. In the meantime, that's the way it is. So I would say the very first step as a president of the United States would be to start cleaning my own house before I get out there and start cleaning the world's house. And as far as all the military power, there's people out there that need food, they need medicine, and every time you try to get food or medicine one way or another, there's either pirates that want to step in the doggone way and they want to try to steal the food, or the corrupt government in that same country is not allowing the people to get that food. I would take the full force of the United States military and I would walk it in. And I would hand it to them directly. I would bring in doctors and medicine that they could get these people treated and help them out. That's what, if you got that kind of power to take and go over and destroy somebody and knock them back into the Stone Age and destroy their infrastructure, why wouldn't you have the same power to go over there and hand a little baby some food and medicine? We got to get our act together. Because it's obvious that these folks out there don't care. So chances are, my first deal of first deal as president would be to get ready for my own funeral, because I would be assassinated before I even got in the office. So what's your plan?
Unfortunately, I think a bit bigger. I've gone for the worldwide suggestions, which is, first of all, I would literally, because we haven't got human rights, not proper human rights worldwide. I mean, there's been so much war and death and all the rest of it been going on, people being killed left, right and centre all around the world, and people still claim we've got human rights. We haven't, not with all what's gone on. So I would give, first of all, worldwide basic human rights to everyone on this planet. Second, I would actually give Earth the privilege of being classed as a person, so that every government and major conglomerate and business out there that's done any damage to this planet can be held accountable. Third, I would give the power back to the people and make it that the people are the ones that decide on anything that is voted for.
Yep.
So the government no longer has any power, the people do. And fourth, I would get rid of the central banking system and give every country back their bank and have them make their own money to boost trade and communication throughout the planet. if we did those four things, I think we could actually make the world a better place.
Well, I agree. That's a whole doggone thing. See, it used to be our money system was backed by gold. It's not. It's backed by the petrol dollar. And everybody wonders why it is that we're having such a hard time, you know, with fuel prices, why we're always going to war, and what do we need over in the Middle East here in the United States? Seriously, what do we need over there? All right? If these folks want to fight each other over there, you know, outside of doing something like Nazi Germany, where innocent people were just being slaughtered left and right, which, yeah, some of that goes on over there, I'm positive. But nonetheless, it puts you between a rock and a hard place. But these folks ain't over there because they want to protect the people. If they were, they wouldn't be doing half the stuff that they're doing. And so, you know, what are we supposed to do? We can't even clean our own house. How are we going to go over there and clean that mess? You see what I mean? And the banking system is behind every single bit of that. Every single bit of it. It's on the petrol dollar. Every single bit of all the problems that's going on in this world has to do with the banking system. When it was backed by gold and every bank had to have something there you put something up for collateral when you get a loan, you know, you got this. And you can always go to the bank with your doggone silver certificate and you can get, instead of paper money, you can get four quarters that are made out of silver. The quarters aren't even made out of silver anymore. They're made out of junk. And the pennies aren't all copper. They're copper-coated zinc. Folks, reach in your pocket if you are lucky enough to have some change in your pocket. Reach in your pocket and take a look at what you've got in your hand. Rattle it around. Is it aluminum? Is it brass? Is it zinc? If you got a penny, take something sharp and scratch that penny. Is there a different color underneath there? It shouldn't be. It should be all copper, but it ain't. That's what we've been getting ripped off. We've been getting robbed ever since the Federal Reserve was shifted over into private hands. And that also, by the way, was snuck through in our supposed Senate and Congress. So, yeah, we would repeal that Federal Reserve Act, that's for sure. See, all the funny money that they put out there playing Monopoly, and basically people running around with money in their pocket have a whole bunch of IOUs, and it's basically the government borrows money from the bank and then has to pay interest on it. That's where our national debt is going, because you can buy anything you want when you got a credit card that has absolutely no limit. And these folks up there in the banking system are living high on the hog. You know, there's folks out there that think that we can fix this. You can't fix it as long as they're in control over it. You can't fix it as long as they can get by with having it backed by oil instead of backed by gold or silver. You can't fix that. You know, it's all funny money. And when they finally shift it over to where your debit card is now all your money is digital, they even got yet even more power, because they can put as many millions of trillions of dollars in their account as they want. And anytime they don't like something you said, they can just delete yours. Think about it. And then they're even talking about a social credit system as well. You'd say something that they don't approve of, then you don't get credit. You get punished for it. You might be driving down a road, and as you're driving down a road, you might make a mistake and go a little faster than you should, and suddenly, instantaneously, the money that you needed for your medicine just gets debited out of your account and goes right into the government's hands. That's the kind of ludicrousy that we're heading towards. And I swear, folks still think this is all Trump. They think Trump is the one to do it. I don't care if you like Trump or not. It doesn't matter. Don't fool yourself into believing that one man has that kind of power. If one of them's a racist, then they're all racist. Don't fool yourself into believing the lie, the propaganda, the craziness. I can always tell who listens to what news outlet by what comes out of their mouth. I can always tell if you listen to MSNBC or CNN or ABC or whatever. or Fox News for that matter, I can always tell who listens to what media by what comes out of their mouth. Because they're just like a parrot. They just repeat exactly the same talking points that they heard on there. Now, if you opened up a dialogue with me and you said, well, I was listening to MSNBC, first you'd pique my ear. Okay, and then you said, I was also listening to Fox, and then you'd get my attention. Because you took the time to listen to both sides of the story before you went off on some sort of tangent about how, you know, Trump's a racist or whatever. But I can always tell who's listening to what. If you're going to go out there and you're going to listen to all sides of the story and then formulate opinion on that from all the information that you gathered, that's respectable. But anything other than that is intellectually dishonest. You can sit out there and yell and cuss all you want. It's not going to change anything. You can go out there and do all your protests and stand there like a hypocrite with your wooden stick and your paper sign saying save the trees. You know, or going out there protesting about climate change while throwing trash everywhere. That's the same old thing. People, you got to get your act together. It's that simple. What do you think, Buzz?
I think people need to actually not blame themselves so much as in the indoctrination of the system itself. I mean, we're brought up in schools that literally stop us from questioning anymore. When I was in school as a kid, I questioned everything. And I got in trouble in school for doing that. And schools nowadays are so much more stricter on all that. You know, you've got to not question. You've got to stick by the curriculum. You've got to do as you're told. That's just getting people ready to do as they're told by the government, which is corrupt and lies to us.
Yeah.
Which we're not questioning because we're brainwashed.
That's it. They don't want free thinkers. They want drones. They want workers. They want people who are going to get in the factory and do a job. That's it. They don't care. We ain't nothing more than cattle. It's as simple as that to these people. But in reality, what we should be to each other, we should be helping each other out. Well, we're not cattle, you know. And when we realize that, and when we finally, it's like that ant. I keep talking about that ant on the Bugs Life show. He said those ants outnumber us 100 to 1, and when they realize that, our way of life's going to change. And that's exactly the same reason why all these government agencies want to keep us divided. Because if we ever sit down and compare notes with one another in a peaceful manner, their way of life's going to change. Because you can sit around and think Trump's a racist all day long. You can sit around and think Hillary is, you know, the saving grace of the country, the first lady president or whatever. I wouldn't want that lady for president if she was the last lady on earth. If you follow her history back, she has a history that is off the scale criminal. And she has lied and manipulated her way into seats of power before, and she'd do it again. All these politicians out there are corrupt. I wouldn't vote for any one of these politicians out there. But I will vote for Trump again. I'll flat out vote for Trump again, because Trump did something, regardless of whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, he did something that no other president has ever done in the history of time. He stood up against the media. And he came out there and he basically told them that they were fake news. The moment I heard that, I said, yep, that's the one right there. Now, if it turns out that he is the bad guy, time will show that he was the bad guy. But in the meantime, old Trump went up there with a bare hand and slapped the bee's nest. So we got people out there actually talking about this government corruption. We got people out there questioning the media now. You know, we didn't trust the government before Trump. We still don't trust the government now with Trump. But Trump isn't the bad guy. He's just an average Joe got lucky enough to get filthy, stinking rich. And he got the money to you know, back himself up. So it doesn't matter, you know, whether you like him or don't like him. What I like is the fact that he sat there and he rocked the boat. That's it. He flat out rocked the boat. He slapped the media right upside the head and told him, look, you ain't doing this to me. So that's the reason why he's going to get my vote. I guarantee you that. Yeah, unless he does something just totally ridiculous between now and then, goes and gets us into another war or something like that. Now, that's a game changer. Then, you see what I mean?
It's all about standing up and being honest. I mean, a lot of people are so fearful out there that they don't want to stand up, they don't want to speak out. And whether you like Trump or not, and whether or not he's a good guy or a bad guy, I mean, it could turn out he's a bad guy. But everything in life is about learning and example. We all learn by example. So perhaps this is this one example that we should all take account of. Actually questioning. That one example, whether you believe in Trump or not, whether you believe in government or not, doesn't matter if you follow that example and start questioning.
I don't understand how people's constantly saying that Trump's a racist, because you go look at all his companies, all of his businesses, he's got people of all different backgrounds and faith working for him. Alright, and if he's a racist, then every doggone other one of them are racist as well. They're all doing the same thing. What about the ones that want all these, illegal immigrants to be able to work for them? They're talking about how they'll do jobs that the American citizens won't do. You know? If any one person out there is a racist after what I've seen, you know, all that Trump's done, you know, then it seems like everyone is. And that's unfortunate, because that's one terminology that is a divisive. I mean, it is flat out dividing this country and the world among, you know, the differences between what color you are and what you ain't. So I don't believe this whole he's a racist thing. I don't believe this whole crazy thing about all these different people. Because you support him, that you're a racist, that you're a white supremacist, that you're a homophobe or xenophobe or all that. I don't believe that. I believe that's what we've been told we should believe. And that's the problem. I don't want to be told what to believe. I want to believe what I believe after I formulate my own opinions, my own views. That's what free thinking is all about. They don't want you to be a free thinker. They don't want you to be a free thinker in school. They don't want you to be a free thinker in public. They don't want you to be a free thinker in the media or movies. They don't want you thinking for yourself. They want you to believe the lie. The whole entire Democratic Party was built on racism. And so I don't understand what the heck everybody else out there is hollering about. Now, am I saying that there ain't no Republicans that are racist? You know, no. Because I don't know their heart. I haven't had a chance to investigate every single senator or congressman or governor or whatever. But the doggonest thing is, the more you sit around and talk about how everyone out there and his brothers are racist, I get it. You don't like the guy. That's fine. But where's the facts? And every time we try to dig up the facts, where are we getting these facts? Who's giving us these information? Did you live with Trump? Were you following him around? Did you grow up with him? Did you go to school with him? If you don't have direct information. See, my stepfather was Mexican. He believed the same exact thing. And man, he just hated the guy. Oh, I heard what he said. I heard what he said. It was on MSNBC. He never wanted to go back and listen to the full audio and the full context of what was actually said. When he said about the people that was coming across the border. If you would have heard that one little sound bite that all these different media outlets just kept pounding and pounding and pounding the people with, you would swear up and down, he's a racist, he's a racist, he's a racist. And that's all they kept on saying, he's a racist. You go back with an intellectually honest mind, you listen to his full speech in context, and he was not saying it the way that they portrayed it. That's what the media does. It don't matter whether it's Fox, it don't matter whether it's ABC, CNN, MSNBC, all those. It don't matter. But by God, if this man is such a racist, why in the heck does he have blacks, whites, Hispanics, and people from all different backgrounds and all that working for him? Why? Wouldn't you think that if he was going to be that he would want all these people working for him? So, it don't just go into that. If you really seriously go back and look at his history, was he the perfect person? Heck no, he wasn't. Not a single one of us was. Not a single one of us is. Not all of us got skeletons in our closet. All of us has done things that aren't right. Or said things that didn't come out right. But that doesn't mean that just because you don't like the man, that you can sit there and claim all this negativity against him. And even if he is, who cares? He's the President of the United States, so what? When he gets into office, he's lied to just like you are. When he gets in the office, he finds out that being the President isn't as powerful of a job as you think it is. That you have limitations. It's the Senate, it's the Congress, it's the courts, it's the CIA, it's the FBI, it's all the alphabet soups out there, the Secret Service, and all these different people, his supposed presidential advisors, who are behind the scenes manipulating this man to do and say a lot of different things to get him to say, as President, I'm taking us to war. Knowing quite literally that at any given time, if they don't like this man, you don't get into the Senate, you don't get into the Congress, and you definitely don't become President of the United States if they don't have something on you that they can kick you out for. Even the law enforcement will pick people that are not legally qualified just so that they will have dirt on them, so that if down the line, if you don't toe the party line, if you don't keep that blue line sacred, they can take you out anytime they want because they got dirt on you. That's how corrupt the system really is. I know this. I've seen this firsthand. This system's messed up. And the only way to fix it is for people to start using some common sense and finally coming to the realization that you're being played like a banjo. So if you're sitting there voting for one side or the other, rooting and getting all mad and angry and upset because you don't like a certain candidate or whatever, if you've done your research and you've gone on the investigation and you've seen all the different facts and you make that's a respectful opinion. Everybody needs one like that. But if you're just listening to the talking points of the media, mainstream media, even the alternative media like the Young Turks, I get physically nauseated when I listen to the Young Turks. It's disgusting to hear what this trash says. I can't stand listening to them. And so, I don't watch them. But I'll go out there and I'll listen to other opposing views on both sides of the fence. I watch all the different deals. I want to see the full coverage. Don't just show me a little clip with this man saying one thing. I want to see the whole thing in context. That's the way it should be. What do you think, Buzz?
Well, I think the mainstream media, since it was bought out and controlled a long, long time ago, they've been steered towards creating an emotional reaction within all of us.
Yep.
And that's what they achieve, because at the end of the day, they know for a fact that hate closes ears.
Yep.
And a lot of people out there, they say they don't care, and yet they hate this one and they hate that one. Well, that means that you're lying to yourself, because you do care, because hating is just the same. It's an emotional reaction. If people were to actually calm down, not take such an emotional reaction, and look at it logically and question it from both sides, then they'd be able to make a decent opinion instead of just emotionally reacting. There's something called the Hegelian dialect. That's where they create the problem, they handle the reaction, and then they offer the solution. So these people are basically bad and they're trying to make themselves out to be good, and then they're trying to actually make themselves out to be the saviours, when most of the time they're the ones creating the problems. And the mainstream media just covers it up or sweet talks it round so that you think that the person that created it is trying to stop it, when they're not.
That's it.
You have to follow the money, and the money shows you where the power is, and the power shows you how much lies there are, because you listen to the words of the power people and you look at the actions of the power people and they're completely different.
Yeah, that's it. That's why I swear, if you ever go out and sit down and watch the Jericho series, that's an enlightening show, man. Watch it from start to finish, and when you see the what went on, it'll blow your doors off. And it looks just like what you see out there in public. It's like what you hear in news all the time, talking about North Korea nukes, North Korea nukes, North Korea nukes. What has North Korea got that we want? That's the question. What have they got that we want? Because otherwise, if they didn't have something that we want, like maybe some doggone resources, or maybe a strategic place. If we had North Korea and China was over there, whatever. Think about it. What do we have to gain by tangling with North Korea? North Korea can't even shoot a rocket straight, for Pete's sake. So, and I've seen their Navy. It ain't nothing to brag about. They got old Vietnam era and World War One era little tiny boats that they can't even afford to get out of the out of the pier with half the time, because they can't afford the fuel. What do they got that we want? So you got to follow that, just like Buzz said. You got to follow the money. You want to find out what the truth is, follow the money. But go watch the Jericho series. You've heard them on the news constantly talking about North Korea threatening to nuke everybody. Well, how are they going to do it? Seriously. They're going to put that nuke on a blimp and hope the wind comes this direction so they can drop it on us? No, chances are if we get nuked, it was done by ourselves. People within our own government. Then go watch the thing. Go watch the whole thing. I challenge any one of you, go watch that whole series. If you want to see what a second civil war would look like, go check it out. It's crazy. So, all these different things out there, all different things going on worldwide out there. Russia's the bad guy. Russia wants to get us. Russia, we've been hearing about Russia for so long. We went through a Cold War. We came close to a nuclear conflict with Russia. This is what the mainstream media told us. And then it seems like you talk to the Russian people, they don't hate Americans. And Americans don't hate the Russian people. It's these supposed politicians such as I can't even remember the dang name now. Hillary Clinton selling out, while Secretary of State selling out 2% of the U.S.'s uranium to Russia. Really? I thought you said they were the bad guys. And you want to sell them 2% of United States uranium to Russia? Does that make any sense? Does anybody out there believe that? Come on, folks. We don't even know the truth about nothing, because we've been lied to for so doggone long. So we go sit around and argue amongst ourselves about things that we don't even know firsthand knowledge of? How many of you people listening right now can honestly say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we did or did not go to the moon in 1969? How many of you got first-hand knowledge? Literally. How many of you out there could even say whether the Earth is or isn't flat? Do you have first-hand knowledge? Have you honestly really been to space? Have you been far enough back to look at this rock to say, oh, nope, it's flat, nope, it's round, dodecahedron or whatever? How many of you know the true history of anything? Whether it be dinosaurs, evolution, or creation? So why are you sitting around arguing amongst each other and trying to convince each other till you're blue in the face that you're right and everybody else is wrong? It's pure ridiculousness is what it is. It's beyond pure ridiculousness. Now, I don't know what it's going to take. I seriously, honestly don't know what it's going to take in order to try to get this world to come together. See, and I just had a deja vu moment where I actually felt like I've said this before. I actually feel like I've done this show before. And it's like that old deal of Pete and Reed. Pete's on the boat and Pete falls out, who'd be left? Do you know the answer to that one, Buzz? Huh?
Pete.
Well, hopefully he's the only one. But if Pete and Repeat's on a boat and Pete falls out, the one left on the boat is Repeat. But you did stop it in its tracks. So, I wonder, see if Barry wants to join us in here. Send him a message in the nights and see if he wants to join us. Because I'm sure he's got a lot to say about his side of the world.
Yep, I did. He's just finishing off his starter fluid, you know, the old cup of coffee, and then he'll be with us.
Alright, cool. So anyway, I ain't trying to be a jerk, man, but this clown show has been going on for so doggone long. I love all you people out there, even those who really just can't stand Trump. You know, that's alright. I don't care. It's not about Trump. It's never been about Trump. It's been about how we're always constantly getting screwed over by the people that we trust. You know, it ain't got nothing to do with what man standing in that Oval Office right now. Look, when Obama was there, everybody, probably including myself, thought he could potentially be the Antichrist, for Pete's sake. Maybe he is. Maybe he was. Maybe Trump's the Antichrist. I don't know. But is that any reason why we got to sit around and constantly hate on each other and try to convince each other that we got to vote for the left or the right? When are we going to stand up and put our own party together, a people's party, where we stand for one another and we sit there and we guarantee that we're going to back our Constitution? Maybe it's just a piece of paper to most. Maybe it's racist to others. Maybe it's founded on lies and all that kind of stuff. But the fact is, we're in the here and now. We're right here. We're right now. Don't matter how we got here. It matters where we're going from here. So we're going to sit around because of all the craziness that went on? I guarantee you, if I'd have been alive during the slave trade days, I would have been one of the ones trying to hide these people. I'd have been one of the ones trying to find a way to get them away from all that. I would have been the one of the ones on the side of justice. But I'm not responsible for what my father or my grandfather or his grandfather or their grandfather on down the line. I am not responsible for what they done. I control my own life. And I'm sitting here trying to, just like you, trying to survive, trying to dig through all the lies and the propaganda to get down to the real truth. That's why, even though I call myself a Christian, I'm not running around trying to slap everybody upside the head with the Bible and saying, you either believe or you're going to go to hell. I'm not doing that because I have questions. I don't know the truth of everything. I'm trying to get to the truth of everything. But I can't get to the truth of everything if I am willing to just rely on any given media source out there. And if one book in this world is questionable because it was written by a man, because a lot of people despise the doggone Bible because it was written by a man or it was controlled by a church or whatever, it doesn't matter. If one book, one single book in this world is questionable because it was written by man, then every single book in the history of time, including word of mouth, was written by man, is questionable as well. That's the real truth. And you're going to have to try to put down your biases. You're going to have to try to put down your ego. And you're going to have to try to understand that you have been lied to. You have been manipulated. You have been propagandized. You have been indoctrinated. And I would even go as far as to say you've been brainwashed. But now that we're in the here and now, now that we have access to this, now that we got our eyes are starting to open up and we're starting to see that our reality isn't exactly what we've been told, we stand right now on a new frontier, and just like in Star Trek, we are getting ready to boldly go where no man or woman has ever gone before. And it's going to have to be a choice, a conscious choice between each and every one of us to not only keep ourselves strong, realize our true internal power, and start utilizing this together to finally get down to the world that we want to live in. Otherwise, it's business as usual. When you pump out their propaganda, you inflate their wallet at the same exact time. When you're out there protesting these ridiculous things out there, you are helping each and every one of them. You're helping the media make money. You're helping the government make money. You're helping the bankers make money. You're helping everybody and his brother make money beside you. And you have absolutely done no good for yourself or your community or your brothers and sisters around the world. You answer me one question with intellectual honesty about how many videos and how many movies that you've ever seen where it depicts a starving or a sick baby or a homeless person in this world. How long have you been seeing that? How long have you been witness to the despair, to the destruction, to all the different oppression of your people? How long have you witnessed that throughout your entire life? How many of these videos have you witnessed throughout your entire life? Can you honestly sit there and tell me that one side or the other of the fence, whether Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Communist or Socialist, any type of government agency whatsoever out there has done anything to resolve it? It don't take no 40 or 54 years to put food in a community for starving people. It don't take no 54 years to put homes out there for the people. It don't take no 54 years to try to feed, house, clothe, and heal the sick. But they are not doing it. They are not doing it. It's time for us to do it. It's as simple as that. And if we ain't willing to do it, then 54 years from now, somebody like myself or Buzz or whoever is going to have the same doggone conversation why we do not trust the system. We the people got to get fed up. We the people got to be tired of seeing these wars. We the people got to want to feed the hungry. We the people got to want to heal the sick. If you want something done, my grandfather said, you got to get up and do it yourself, especially if you want it done right. You put your responsibility in another man's hands and it goes wrong, and then now it's time to complain. There have been people throughout the entirety of history who have walked all over innocent people, who have stole their land, who have murdered their women, raped their women, murdered their children, throughout the entirety of history. Because the people decided to allow these people to make the choices for them. Don't go to war in my name because I do not consent. Don't steal these people's land because I do not consent. If you're there to represent me, then don't. They're not listening. They haven't been listening. They only listen to hear what you're saying long enough to know whether you're a threat. The CIA, the Secret Service, the FBI, and all the different spying techniques that they got going on you, the National Defense Authorization Act, the Patriot Act, cameras in your face. Does it ring a bell? Does anybody out there get it? You're being manipulated. It's that simple. What do you think, Buzz?
I think you're right, Shaziz. It's a case of they do all this in the media to create an emotional response to get people angry at things so that they don't actually listen anymore, while at the same time they drug everyone and make people sick. I mean, they release some of these diseases that are out there. They cause some of these problems, like I said before, the Hegelian dialect. They cause it to make themselves look like the saviours.
Yeah.
And you can't, just because somebody saves somebody's life, you can't turn around and say, oh, well, I'll forgive them for killing those hundreds of thousands of people then. Because that's not how it works.
No, and there's been so many atrocities made in the people's name that it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I didn't say do it. I didn't say do it. Did you say do it? Did you say you want to go into Iraq, Afghanistan? Did you say you want to do it? Did you say you want to go over there and bomb these people in the Stone Age? Did you call your senator up and say, yeah, let's go kill some people?
No, I actually said I want Tony Blair arrested for being a warmonger, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Governments don't listen to the people. They only listen to the money men.
That's it.
That's the truth.
They don't listen to the people. They haven't been listening to the people. They say whatever they want to get elected. And the worst thing about it is, while we're all sitting there watching our football games and our basketball games and our baseball games and playing our PlayStation or whatever, Nintendo, whatever game deal you got, I don't know. While we're sitting around injecting dope in our veins or smoking some crack or whatever, or drinking some whiskey, while we're sitting around trying to live the high life in the most miserable circumstances, while we're all out there working till we're bleeding at the bones, they're getting by with everything. They're getting by with murder. They're getting by with things that we all know that they're doing, but none of us stand together to stop it. We can stand up here and we can like my friend says, and it really offends me to the no limits, that talking about I'm on a soapbox. All right, well, you ain't. So what is your opinion on the matter? If you're not standing up there trying to tell everybody that there's a better way, then what are you doing? Besides criticizing me and telling me I'm on a soapbox. I get so frustrated when people say that. Because I have a heart and because I care, I'm on a soapbox? I don't think so. That's the whole dang thing, man. They got you doing this to each other. They got you talking each other down off of that soapbox. They got you. You should be standing on top of a mountain shouting it out right now. You should be angry. You should be angry that the people that you trusted to put in office are allowing people to do the things that they do. And they lie to you, and they put this clown show on in front of you, which is what it is. It's a clown show. Because if you are honest with yourself, and you step back and you look at all the facts, you have to realize they're not telling you the truth. Dang, man, how many times you got to see a camera over here and a camera over here, and they tell you that they're from two different parts of the city and there's shootings going on out there, and then you see the same vehicle drive through the background of that one and then drives through the background. How many of those examples do you need? Because there's thousands of them. Sitting there faking news stories to get you convinced that it's time for us to go to war. Go war on drugs, war against women, war on this, and war on that. I'm sick and tired of war. This whole entire country that we call the United States of America, each and every citizen out there, are so war weary. They're tired of it. They're tired of the lies and propaganda and all that. And our youth of today, they're on every dang type of drug that you can name. They're either alcoholics or drug addicts. The ones who do manage to stay away from all that are in a struggle against everything. They're in a struggle for their own mind, because those who do finally make it to college get propagandized and come out of there flaming liberals and talking all kinds of craziness. This is what we're dealing with. This isn't just a war on information. This is a war for your mind. It's a war for your soul. And you got to realize that you, yourself, are more powerful. You are that warrior that everyone else is waiting to join them. Am I saying we need to uprise and start getting violent with everybody? No. I'm saying we need to start using our minds to understand when we're looking at a lie. If we can't tell it's a lie, if you buy into Trump being a racist, that's your business. Okay, maybe he is a racist. Where does that change anything? Does that baby down there in that third world country have food in his belly? Is it his fault? Is that homeless one underneath the bridge down the street from your house, is that his fault? Is all the crime and corruption in your neighborhoods, is that his fault? It was going on way before the orange man bad got on the scene. People were killing each other. People in every single community were killing each other. They were lying, stealing, raping, looting, and pillaging. And you wonder why there's a lot of people out there who reach for a higher power such as God? If you ain't got no God in your life, I suggest that you try to find something. Try to find some way to ground yourself, some way to get through all this madness. Go out there, take your shoes off, stand in that grass, put your bare feet right down on nature, and just shut your mouth and listen to everything that's going on around you. And breathe. That's what you should be doing. Find yourself some sort of spiritual guidance, something. But if you're wasting your energy and you're wasting your life doing what all these people out here are doing, go watch, man. By God, get on a live stream. Anything government related, anything religious related, anything politically related, and watch. Try to keep up with the people in there just spewing out all kinds of nasty hate and propaganda, and other people out there trying to put their talking points in. It's ridiculous. It'll make you dizzy. If we could just slow down and breathe. If we could just get the rest of this world to realize that they've been had. We could just get everybody to step back and look at the big picture. We could fix this. We could fix every single problem. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen at this rate. If you constantly allow these people to manipulate you, if you continue to be intellectually dishonest with yourself, whether it be on any subject, I don't care what it is, climate change, climate disruption, global warming, whatever, match the facts with your reality, step back, look at all the information, and make a conscious decision from that point. It's as simple as that. So I'm adding two more people to the deal here, Barry. The clown show is on the road. The clown show's here, like you said, Buzz. It's not coming. It's here. We're watching it. We're watching all these supposed representation around the world. It don't matter whether you have a Senate, Congress, Parliament, or whatever type of government you got. They're there to represent you, supposedly, because they're the government. Unless it's an all-out dictator and he gets to say or do whatever and you got to pay attention because he's just going to, you know, send the thugs at you if you don't. Which kind of represents what's actually going on here in the United States, because you don't pay your taxes and they take your house from you and sell it on the courthouse steps. If you don't leave, they'll send men with guns to make you leave. So, are we really free here in the USA? And all you people want to come here waving your flag? Woohoo! I'm from Mexico. Oh, well, welcome. But what's the flag for? Because I'm from Mexico. Oh, I get that. But didn't you come to America to get away from whatever was going on down there? When you come to America, come over with yourself and your kids and your luggage and all that, but don't come over here and plant your flag in the middle of my country. That's not immigration, that's invasion. That's the difference. That's why people don't understand what it is that they're fighting for. Dang!
Well, Are you on fire today, Shooters? I've never heard you on fire like this for a long time, buddy. Keep going. Keep going. I'm not even going to get a word in. How are you doing, bud?
They just blowing my mind, Barry. They just blowing my mind. These people out there, okay, I get it. You don't like Trump. Trump's racist. Okay, let's move on. All right? Trump ain't got no control over half of the things that goes on in your neighborhood. So if you got this drug dealer over there that don't like that drug dealer, and this drug dealer pulls a gun out and shoots that drug dealer, whose fault is it? Oh, it's Trump's. Okay. Really? This man...
Well, really, in a nutshell, this is what we're seeing in society right now, is accumulation of agendas that have been instituted and manipulated and brought into society very slowly, but continuously. For the last, I see it's been really ramped up in the last 40, 50 years. More so in the last 20, since 9/11, it's really, really been ramped up. But this agenda started a long time ago. What we're seeing right now is the results of multiple attacks on the human being from all different directions. It doesn't matter what we look at in society today, it's an attack on the human soul,
That's true, Barry.
The human mind.
That's true, Barry, okay? But here's the problem. Here's the problem. Because it has been going on so long, is all the more reason why people should have been able to realize how many times has somebody got to rape you? How many times has somebody got to beat you down? How many times has somebody got to imprison you, steal from you, lie to you, and manipulate you before you finally realize, hey, that's not a good deal going on there. Maybe I want to stay over here.
They take care of that by eliminating history in school.
Yeah.
They don't teach history anymore because if people knew history and they studied it, they'd see what's happening now is an exact duplication, almost to the T, of what was happening in Germany in 1934, 35, 36, 37.
Yep.
Oh, but wait, Barry, you can't complain about the removal of history. Society wants our statues taken down.
Well, of course, it's an attack on our culture, Duke. We know that.
That's so nobody should ask that question.
Everything they do is an attack on our culture or our society or our morals. It doesn't matter what we look at. We see the same thing, the exact same thing coming at us from multiple, all directions. It doesn't matter what we look at. Farming, they're spraying stuff in our stead. They're bringing in 5G. They're feeding us fluoride in our water. They're vaccinating us to death. They're filling us full of chemicals. And you wonder why people are walking around in a daze.
Yeah.
We are really so close right now to a zombie society. It's mind-blowing.
Oh, we're living
it. You're correct.
It is brainwashing.
It's complete control of the brain is where they're getting to.
We're living it.
I'll shut up.
We're living the zombie apocalypse right now. We're living in it. You go to Walmart in the middle of the doggone night, and you see all these people who are not only obese, some of them are anorexic, and some of them, most of them, their eyes are sunk back in their head, they're sick, they're hateful, they're dressed like God knows what. Men don't know whether they're men anymore, women don't know whether they're women anymore. The community is just messed up. And every time, here's the key, folks, listen to this closely. Every time you see something like that, and you say anything about this, now you're labeled a homophobe, a xenophobe, a racist, you're intolerant. How can I be intolerant of sitting there watching something? I'm sitting there watching somebody who's used to be a human being literally dying before my very eyes because they got this bad case of meth mouth. Their teeth are rotting out of their face because of all this dope and everything else that's going on. And I'm supposed to be tolerant of that? They don't even know whether they're a man or a woman anymore. They want to send that man in the bathroom with my daughter. Am I going to sit by and allow that? No. I come from a different generation. That man's going to have to wait until my daughter comes out of there because I'm going to be a physical barrier between me and the door. Does that make me a homophobe or a xenophobe or a racist? Because I'm not going to allow some dude who thinks he's a lady to go in there and whip his willy out in front of my daughter?
Sorry for laughing at the hypocrisy of it.
It's a clown show.
It is. It's beyond anything that any of us would... You know, if you had told me this stuff was going to be happening in my life, earlier in my life, I would have laughed at you. and I look at back what my childhood was like, and that's only 65 years ago that I've been on this planet. And, you know, 55 years ago, when I was growing up, things were completely different than they are right now, Shaziz, and you grew up in the same era.
Yep.
So you saw it, and you've seen the changes come, and how slowly they've manipulated society to get us to where we are today. And it's a combination, when you really sit back and you think about everything they do to make this what we are right now. They come at us from, like I said earlier, they come at us from every possible direction. If you look at the education system, the health system, you look at anything that has government fingers in it, is not positive at all. There's nothing positive about anything the government does. We could talk about everything they do. We could talk about power. We could talk about them holding back free energy from society. Free energy is a reality. It's there right now. We can all be running for free, but they're not going to let us have that until we stand up and demand it.
That's it. They sit there and tell us all these doom and gloom scenarios. We got to save the planet, while their actions speak louder than words. You're on the petrol dollar, Mr. President. You're on the petrol dollar. Okay, let's talk about the petrol dollar, Mr. President. You want me to reduce my carbon footprint. Ain't that going to hurt your economy when I give you free energy? I must be stupid, Barry. I must be flat out stupid.
Yeah. Really, what part of this don't we understand? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I probably have a very low IQ, but I can understand that. So what's wrong with the rest of society? Well, their brains are so full of chemicals right now, they don't know whether they're coming or they're going. And you hit it on the nail when you walk through a grocery store. You look at people, man, and it's like you're looking at a blank piece of paper.
They're sick.
I see it all the time now.
Barry, you and Shaziz, you guys are as old as me. You probably remember, I forget the name of it, it was a movie all about pod people, and they walked around through society infected, spreading the infection, and no one knew you were infected until you collapsed and your body turned into this cocoon, and out came an alien afterwards.
Yep, that's
but
it.
Nobody knew who was infected, and the infected people walked through society spreading the infection.
Yeah, I remember
that's
that movie.
What we're seeing happening in our society today on a mental perspective.
Yep.
The brainwashing that we're seeing in our society today is the result of brainwashing that was put in place in the late 60s, early 70s in our post-secondary education system. The 40-year-olds that we see running around now screaming, Nancy Pelosi's the savior! That mentality is the result of what happened in our education system, initiated in the 60s and ramped up through the 70s and 80s. Yep. And what we're seeing with Antifa, as just one small microscopic example of society at large, what we're seeing with this leftist mentality of the wants of the many outweigh the rights of the one. That mentality is the 1960s, 1970s amplified to present day status mentality that we see in our post-secondary education system.
Right. I agree. I mean, it just didn't happen in society overnight.
Nope. It's been going on for generations, slowly, slowly, slowly programming and mind washing.
Well,
generation after generation.
An example of that is carbon. What's your carbon footprint today? Well, wait a second. Hold on. I went to school and they taught me that carbon was one of our vital elements in the world, that it was what supported life on this planet.
It is.
So when did carbon all of a sudden become our enemy? And why can't society...
Hello? The human body... Shaziz can correct me on this.
We're made of carbon.
The human body is what, Shaziz? 60% or 70% carbon?
We're water-based. We're carbon-based. We... Look,
see?
But now we're going to tax ourselves for it.
Yeah. And according to the EPA, we are toxic waste.
Just wait, they're going to put a chip under the skin in the back of your hand, and it's going to regulate your farts, and you're going to pay taxes based on how many times you fart.
Well, in that case, some will be broke.
Wait a second, the Liberals just announced that last week due to bringing in a fart tax.
I'm going to be broke.
And if you exhale more than your allowable a limit of exhalables during the course of a 24-hour period,
I'm going to be broke.
Accordingly.
You're going to save the planet.
We're saving the planet, guys.
Duke is right about the...
Hey, you know what? The bean companies are going to go out of business.
Yeah.
Duke is right about the time factor, though. This has been happening for a very long time. And the reason why is because who's been in control all this time? It's the same bloodlines, it's the same families, it's the same rich folk. It's all the same. So they've got enough time to be able to do what they want, how they want. Because no one's taking them out of that position of power, and it can go throughout the whole family from generation to generation. So they're not worried about how fast things get done. They can take their time.
Yeah.
Oh, what they started way back in 1900 is the same ideology we're seeing pushed today. All you have to do is look at the Archduke of Austria, Ferdinand. Why was he killed? Because he opposed a unified Europe. And that started World War I.
And you know what the problem with all this is? Here's the biggest problem of all of it. It isn't the fact that these folks have all this money and all this power. It's the fact that they're able to convince segregated populations of different backgrounds and faiths to literally support everything that they do. It's you that they're going to send to war, and you want to go over there. You want to be the patriot. You want to send all your children and somebody else's children over there to war. First, you better go back and figure out what is it that they have over there that we need.
Yeah, before the United States goes to war, I want every single American citizen to ask one question: Is Joe Biden putting No, Hunter Biden, sorry, I got the wrong generation. Is Hunter Biden going to put on a uniform and pick up a gun?
Yeah, that's
then
it.
Then why the hell are you?
Yeah, that's it. That's a whole doggone thing right there. You know, I paid attention in science class, and so I'm probably the biggest climate change denier in the history. When I'm shoveling 20 inches of snow off of my driveway, and they went from global warming to climate change, I was mad. I did a video about it, all right? Because it's ridiculous. It's climate change when there's snow on the ground. It's global warming when it's hot outside. It's climate disruption when there's a bad storm somewhere. You know, and I paid attention in science class. It doesn't add up, and all the scientists do not agree. But the debate is over. Says who? Al Gore? His 9-bedroom mansion by the seashore after he told everybody else, oh, the sea level's going to be rising. 20 years, ain't going to be no land. Y'all going to have to know how to swim. All that kind of stuff. And the polar bears. They were all going to drown. They didn't have nowhere to go. Polar bears can swim for miles. And it seems like there are more polar bears now than there were when Al Gore said there weren't going to be no polar bears, for Pete's sake.
The numbers are up. They can't explain that one.
Yeah. So now what's up? Now we got to have polar bear hunting season because there's too many and they're running out in traffic? Come on, folks. Wake up and smell it. That stench that you're smelling isn't necessarily the refried beans you had for breakfast. No, that stench is the lies and the propaganda and the government that they're shoving down your vent.
Can I point something out, Shiz?
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people, when they look at the First World War and the Second World War, they all get emotional and they all get, you know, teary over the amount of people that died, this, that and the other, and I can understand it. We're all human, we all need to feel, but at the same time, emotions can be a controlling factor. So when we turn the emotions off and take a look at the First and the Second World War, what actually did they, the power people, get out of the First and Second World War? Well, they managed to actually buy land, property and power of other countries. And then what was the final product of First and Second World War? The central banking system. The complete control over the money system of the world. That's power. That's the reason for World War I and II.
Hey, there's a comment in the chat room. Anon0293 said, it is the greed for carbon that is destroying the earth. Everyone wants their own car, right? You have one, you have your own house, yeah, your own cell phone, your own books, your own kitchen, your own coffee maker, coffee from across the earth, gotta have it, the greed of man, actually the weakness of man, that makes him want, need everything. No one is exempt from this mindset. This is why we have to overcome it. Folks, go back and really look into chemistry. Diamonds are made out of what? Come on.
Carbon.
Oh, yeah, okay. Plants eat what?
Carbon.
Uh-huh. So, your pencils are made out of what?
Carbon.
Uh-huh. You ain't getting away from carbon, by God!
The computer and all the stuff that's made in the computer, your desk, your clothes, all of it contains carbon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And cars produce carbon monoxide, not carbon dioxide. There's a difference, and there's a big difference, but they'll both kill you. Carbon dioxide is one oxygen atom two oxygen atoms connected to one carbon atom, which makes it heavier than oxygen, so it displaces oxygen. So if you're in a pool of carbon dioxide, you'll suffocate. However, carbon monoxide, which is one oxygen atom connected to one carbon atom, is poisonous to you because it's small enough to fit down your respiratory system and give you carbon poisoning and suffocate you.
I have a simple little comparison that I give to people when they scream about carbon this and cars are killing us that and steel factories are doing that. I have one simple analogy to people. First of all, I remind them that a volcano that erupted in 1815 was the cause of the summer of winter in 1816, when Mary Shelley and friends spent the summer of ice in Vienna, and she wrote Frankenstein. Yep. I think it was Mary Shelley that wrote Frankenstein, was it not?
I don't remember, but yes,
you're correct.
During this summer of winter, which was brought on by a blanket of ash from a volcano that exploded just prior to Krakatoa, and actually a larger volcanic eruption than Krakatoa. The name was Tambora, I think, or something like that.
Yep.
The volcano that erupted. So I point that out in that this volcano erupted so large it affected weather globally within less than 12 months. Then I point out to them that the small little volcanic burp that we all witnessed in the 1980s called Mount St. Helens, that one tiny little volcanic eruption on Mount St. Helens emitted in 72 hours more pollutants into the atmosphere than mankind has created since we first learned how to control fire.
Yeah, and I want to put an addendum on your deal there, Duke, if you don't mind. So, before the cars, everybody rode around on horses. Imagine the carbon methane from that kind of deal. Plus, and I say this with a big plus, caveman killed the dinosaur. If you don't believe me, go watch my video. Anyway, but besides all that, there were buffalo herds, there were cattle herds, there were animals galore. So, imagine all of those out there and do the math. How many buffaloes were there? How many cows were there? How many horses were there? How many cowboys eating cowboy Billy baked beans are running around tooting it up in the liquor store? All right. Come on.
Here's a thought for you. Here's a thought for all the carbon screamers. How much carbon and methane was produced by millions and millions of tons of dinosaur poop?
Yeah, that's it. Caveman killed
think
a dinosaur.
They were big animals, dude, when you think about
dinosaurs
it.
Dinosaurs lived in one of the most luscious vegetative time periods of the planet.
I wonder why.
How did all that vegetation exist? from the methane and carbon that was released by flatulence and dinosaur dung disintegrating and turning into fertilizer.
How did dinosaurs die? I'll tell you how the dinosaurs died. Well, there was a caveman who discovered fire by rubbing two sticks together just at the wrong time when a T-Rex came by and scared the you-know-what out of a doggone big old giant dinosaur eating some grass, and that methane cloud ignited, and boom, they were all gone.
That was one hell of an explosion.
Yeah, it was.
Talk about a flashover. Wow.
Hey, I bet he didn't have no eyebrows.
Well, that's the same effect, of
so
course.
So many of us are bald today, we lost our hair tens of thousands of years ago.
That's it.
God, the earth must have smelled bad for at least 500 years.
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
You know, one report I read is about the carbon levels at the time of the existence of the dinosaur. And they do this by plants and blah, 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 and they have ways of determining kind of what the carbon levels were in the atmosphere. And they were around 1,800 to 2,000 parts per million. Carbon, and right now we're at 400 parts.
Yeah, million. But here's the thing, Barry. Look, the common
so
sense.
So that's why it was still lush and so green, and you know it was thriving.
They go
the
out
with just one big green forest. Go ahead.
Oh, it's true. They go out and they take these real big, deep ice cores, right? And all this ice and all this carbon's down in the ice. Wait a second, how did it get down there? Because carbon dioxide is a heavier molecule than oxygen. If you are at 10,000 feet, you're up there on, say, one of the big old mountains. What's the biggest mountain you can think about? Anybody?
Everest, of course.
Okay, you're on Mount Everest. You're 10,000 feet up in the air, and you have to have a little bit of extra oxygen because the air is real thin up in there. And when you're 14,000 feet in an airplane, they got to pump oxygen in the cabin, plus have carbon scrubbers in order so you don't pollute each other and suffocate and die. Well, if oxygen can't make it up there, how's the CO2 getting there? Come on!
Shh! Quiet, Shaziz. You're using logic and science to argue with emotions. Stop that, you bad, nasty person, you.
I know.
You're going to mislead some of our followers.
They don't call me King Shaziz the Terrible for nothing. I'm ruthless.
I guess the biggest question we have here right now is why can't society use a little common sense of their own and look into a few things that we just talked about? The lights should come on.
Well,
your brain is completely dead.
I would say to that, if some of them could stop huffing paint and others could stop sniffing dope and shooting up and drinking whiskey and all this kind of stuff to the point where they don't even know how to control themselves, and so they've totally lost it. You know, if they stop taking Ritalin, Prozac, Luvox, all different types of watered-down horse tranquilizers, if they stop doing all this stuff, being self-medicated because they're in the boo-hoo factor because the government is running amok and they're miserable because every time they turn around, it's either the IRS, the DEA, the FBI, the CIA, somebody sticking a camera in their face and who knows where else. Besides all that, the doggone mainstream media is constantly telling you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, there's a terrorist behind every bush. So, that's why. And you come all around or you're afraid of everything? That poor old bum sitting underneath the deal, don't give him no money. He'll go out and buy dope. He needs it. God, he needs it. He got a cope. I got a cope. Give me some dope. Anybody out there? Hey, somebody pass that bong around. Fire it up. I'm telling you, man. This is brain torture is what it is.
To be honest, you picked the flyer on that part.
How you doing there, Two Dog? Sorry, we just got on a roll there.
Let me say it like this, brother. You know, when you talk about the homeless and stuff, I have been there. It ain't fun.
No, it ain't.
Now, let me say it like this. When somebody was good enough to give me something, I went and got me something to eat with it because I needed it. It wasn't about the dope, man.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And who is these people to judge this person anyway? This person's having a hard time.
Well, let me say it like this, man. I actually heard somebody say, what you need to do is shoot the little bastard, because I was climbing out of a dumpster trying to figure out to sleep a minute at night.
Man. See, this is crazy. I had a time, one time I was driving down the road, and this girl, she couldn't have been more than 14 or 15, maybe 16 years old max. She was definitely underage. Comes up to my truck, asked me if I would have sex with her for $5. She wanted some food. And I about lost it, man. I like, look, I will go get you some food. I will find you some help. But don't ever ask another man that. And I went, I didn't have no money in my pocket, and I went and I got this girl some food, and I pointed her out to a place where she could go to get some help, and saw her walking that way. But that's in America. So,
well, see, this is America. I will tell you that. Now, let me say this. A lot of times when you're out there, you'll do anything you have to. And that young woman thought she had to.
Well, that's a dang shame, man. That is a dang shame. That breaks my heart. And you know, I even got on the radio over that deal, because there's a talk radio show that I used to listen to, and I got on there and I said, how's this happening in America? You know, everybody out there has got food, everybody, well, I say everybody, I mean the folks that have the luxury of having a home and all this kind of stuff. We got homeless, we got sickness, we got starvation here in the supposedly the home of the land, the free and the brave or whatever. And you got all these people out there saying, you know, we got all these problems. But why? Why we got all these problems?
Let me say it like this too, brother. I don't mean no disrespect to nothing and no one, all right? But as far as America is concerned, brother, you know, when you look at some of the reservations we got around here, you got third world countries inside this one.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, that's not. That's
you
not
can
a
look
offensive
at the reserves. Some of the reserves in Canacota, probably same way.
That's not offensive to me, too, dog. I understand. You know, it's we're a mess, and that's why we shouldn't be over in other countries messing around with them. We should be cleaning our own house. We should be getting our own house in order before we go out there and try to preach to the rest of the world.
I've had cars out here, and I'm talking cars on the road from my house. All right, because what I do is if I sit with anyone, the flag of their nation goes up because it flies with mine when I sit and talk with you. Now, I've had the flag of Mexico flying out here, and oh my God, did I get it from that? Well, I'm talking with them. It's a respect thing.
Yeah.
Some people get it, some people don't. You know, just how do I say it? You have the United States of America. There ain't no one united here, especially politically.
Well, they're trying to ensure that we stay divided. That's the whole deal. This is the banking system behind the scenes that is doing all this stuff right here. Problem, reaction, solution.
Well, see, here's the
thing.
This
ain't a new deal. Go ahead.
Here's the thing that people don't understand when it comes to my people, right? My people have fought against America and with America since its existence. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, well.
Okay.
But see, that's the thing. It shouldn't be a difference between your people and my people. We're all people. We all need each other.
We're not different.
Yeah, I know.
We're not different. This, I mean, as far as whether you're a traditional like myself or a Christian or white, black, yellow, red, it don't matter. Because when I come home, I love my wife, my kids. I sit and laugh with them, talk with them, eat with them. So do you. So, really, in hypothetical, we're just the human being.
That's it.
And we're not that different.
That's why. That's why.
Yeah, but maybe as a human being, we're not.
We got to come to the realization that this isn't a new. This isn't a new war against us. This is just something that the more people that are waking up to the reality of the world that we actually live in, it's not as pretty as we thought it was. It's not nearly the freedom was a myth all along, But now that we know that, now that we're here, now that we've all been through the trials and tribulations and we're already here in the here and now, the biggest question at all that everybody has to ask themselves and one another, where do we go to from here? Do we continue to let these people lie to us and steal from us and rob and rape and loot and pillage? Do we continue to let our people be murdered day after day, even those who aren't even born yet are getting killed, for Pete's sake? Do we continue allow us to go over and destroy other nations? Do we continue to do that? There's a such thing, supposedly, as a constitutional war. You don't go to war with somebody unless Congress says, yeah, we declared war because these people are attacking us or something like that. How is North Korea going to attack us? They can't even shoot a rocket straight. Man, that thing looks like a bottle rocket. I want to ask you
something, Shaziz, and I want to ask you this one question, okay?
Yeah.
Actually, let me put it to you this way. I've spoken to psychiatrist people, okay? I've spoken with them. Here's my point. They asked me a question because they actually, while they were talking to me, actually so-called diagnosed me. Alright? And they asked me, they said, have you ever been in the military? I said, no, sir. Absolutely not. I haven't been in the military. And they wanted to know from me how I got combat PTSD from this. I've had to fight in my own country since I was born. Just on being who I am.
Yeah, I get it.
Now, how in the world can you do such a thing to a child? But, here's the point. I have definitely got it, but I've had to actually fight for my own life in my own country. When I stand with everybody, I try to unite people because I got Wiltshire coming this year. And I got South Africa supposed to be coming set with us this year. And their flags will fly. I've got them. But how does a child of 8-9 years old get combat PTSD in his own country? Now think about that.
Well, think about this for a second.
Can I respond to that?
Yeah, give me one minute, real quick.
Well, as a Canadian sitting up here in the Great White North looking south of the border at what's going on, you just asked, how can a 12-year-old kid wind up with PTSD? I'm sitting here looking on my other computer at a Facebook post about Dearborn, Michigan, an emerging no-go zone of Islamic hate and intolerance. I've been asking my audience for the last 2 years, how long before Dearborn, Michigan becomes the ignition point? Imagine being a 12-year-old kid in the town of Dearborn, living in a city filled with hate that's aimed at white people. That's Dearborn, Michigan.
I agree. I was laying on a couch, taking a nap. All of a sudden the phone rang. I pick up the phone. My sister-in-law is on there. She says, you need to turn on the TV right now. And so I turn on the TV just in time to see the video on the TV of one of the supposed planes going into one of the towers. And the first words that come out of my mouth is, oh my God, we're at war. And during the 9/11 attack, when all that stuff was going on, you think there weren't people that had PTSD from that? You think there weren't children?
They got it.
That now we're being told that all these people want to kill us, and then constantly talking about people wanting to chop our heads off if we're Christians and stuff like that. That's the mainstream media. If anybody holds any kind of liability whatsoever, the mainstream media has been giving people PTSD since day one, because every time you turn it on, somebody's getting shot. We're at war.
Let me say it like
this. We're at war with our government.
Let me say it like
we're at war with each other.
Let me say it like this. I got to tell you this. This is a true story about my brother. I was standing right next to my second cousin. All right? My second cousin. I loved the guy to death. I was within 5 feet of him. Somebody pulled a gun and shot him in the head. Right in front of me. And the police didn't do a thing.
I was at Central Senior High School. I was driving the bus at the time. I was at Central Senior High School. It came over the radio that there was a problem around the other side of the building, because the junior high and the senior high, they were, you know, right next to each other. So I jump off my bus, I run around the other side of the building just in time to see a 14-year-old kid laying there with a bullet hole in his head because he wanted the shoes that another kid was wearing. He pulled an empty gun out. The other kid had a loaded gun and shot him in the head. So I seen it.
Over a pair of shoes.
Yeah. I seen it.
Yep.
Hey. I've seen people be shot in the back for 50 cents. I
watched Niagara Regional Police on New Year's Eve day. In front of my daughter and I, 25 feet from where we were standing, I watched two Niagara Regional Police officers pump 7 rounds into an unarmed man. The last shot went in his back as he laid on the ground with his face in a puddle full of water. They put the last shot in his back. The news media reported that he lived for 4 days in hospital. He was dead in hospital when he got there, according to his brother, who I spoke to at a memorial service 3 days later. The media claimed he lived for a week and died on the following Thursday. Why? Because that's what the police told them. Police reports since then, including my buddy's daughter, who is a brand new Niagara Regional Police officer, she claims, "I've seen the reports, he had a weapon." I was 25 feet from the man when he was shot and killed, and his hands were empty.
See? See, folks, this is the deal. We're all at war. We're at war with each other. We're at war with the doggone government. We're at war with the banking system. We can't even live in peace in a land that's supposed to be about peace and about freedom. Our brothers and sisters over in Canada, they got all kinds of problems that they got to deal with. Barry will tell you that. Duke will tell you that. They know firsthand. They're dealing with it.
We in Canada are jealous of the United States. Why? Not because of
what the United States
is today in its political social situation, but because as Americans, you have the ability to take your corrupt government right back to your original unadulterated Declaration and Constitution, Declaration of Independence and your Constitution. You have a sovereign, lawful Constitution that has been abortioned or Frankenstein through amendments to turn your country upside down. You have the ability as Americans to go back to your pre-amended original Constitution and make your country what it was intended to be. We in Canada don't have that original cornerstone of a foundation to fall back on. We left, or actually were released, from being a colony of the British Empire in 1931. And the criminals that were running our country then lied to the people by omission. Remember, a half-truth is a whole lie. And when they don't tell you the truth, they keep it from you. That's equivalent to lying. And that's what the Canadian government of the day in the 1930s, that's what they did. They didn't tell the Canadian people the truth, and they carried on in a fictitious, unlawful condition. This point is brought forward by people like Max Egan, out of Australia, where he points out that
The Australian government is not legal under their own laws. The New Zealand government is not legal. And to quote Max, if you look at Canada, you'll probably find that their government is not legal. Any of the international governments touched by the Crown, in other words, former British colonies, 99% chance none of their governments are lawful. But you have to understand the difference between the word legal and lawful.
Yeah, I get lawful all that.
Is law of the land, law of man.
I get legal all that.
Is what's created by the corporate entity that pretends to be a sovereign government.
I get all that, and I want to address a comment that I know Barry's pounding on his keyboard about right now. And so, first on your deal, Duke. You're right. We have a Second Amendment. They want to get rid of that so that we can't defend ourselves against a tyrannical government. But this is why we're trying to get to where we're at. And this comment in the chat room talks about Christians kill people every day. Jews kill people every day. Muslims kill people every day. And I'm not going to continue to read that because it's irrelevant. Because everyone kills everyone every day. And the fact that if a Christian's out there killing people, the Christian ain't a Christian at all, because the Ten Commandments clearly state, thou shalt not kill. Doesn't say if and or, subsection A, article B, under fine print, and paragraph C, anything like that. A real Christian's not out there doing that. Now, as far as all the different faiths out there, whether it be Christian, Jews, Muslims, whatever, Hindu, Buddhist, whatever, you know, every single thing out there that could have been something good, something faith-based, has been infiltrated, just like the governments of the world have been infiltrated, just like the crowd that you're in, where you're out there protesting, has been infiltrated. It is a design to literally get you to hate the Christians, get you to hate the Jews, get you to hate the Muslims, and I get it. I get it. There are people out here who take the Bible out of context. There are people who take the Quran out of context. There are people out there willing to chop their head off in the name of God. And so as somebody who believes in a higher power, it's hard for me to talk to anyone these days, because everybody has been basically indoctrinated by movies like Zeitgeist and listening to government propaganda and all the craziness out there that is designed specifically to make you hate somebody just because they mention the fact that they might be of any type of faith. That ain't no different from the racism. That's no different from the xenophobe, the homophobe, whatever phobe. Now there's Christian phobes, there's Muslim phobes, there's doggone Buddhist phobes. There's all kinds of phobes. You're all phobes, man. Everybody's a phobe. You've been phobied out. You're arachnophobia, doggone hydrophobia, you name it. Every doggone thing that you can possibly think about. I don't like cramped spaces. All right? And I've been told a lot of stuff throughout my entire life, but by God, there's not a terrorist underneath every bush, and the boogeyman isn't in my closet. I already know. I stuck a gun in there to make sure. Dang. You know, we got to stop this stuff. We got to stop sitting around telling everybody you can't believe in God, because if you believe in God, you're part of the problem. First off, the Catholic Church during the Crusades were not Christians. They're Catholicists. It's Catholic. There's a difference. While they do have the same book, they're not Christians. A true Christian... See, Jesus Christ didn't come down here to start a religion. Jesus Christ wasn't a Christian. He was the Christ for peace's sake. That's what we believe as Christians. And we don't follow all that other stuff. What we follow is teachings of a man who said, love thine enemy. I'm not out there chopping no heads off. I'm not out there killing nobody. Do I have the capability to kill? If you come at my family and you're ready to harm my family, and there I have no other option, and I'm backed into a corner, and there is nothing that I can do other than to take you out of this world, then guess what? You're gone.
Bye-bye.
That's what true Christians believe. We don't raise the sword unless we have to raise the sword. Thou shalt not kill. It's simple. It's like the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's why America's still here. If it wasn't for that, we would be gone. It's that simple. They don't want to invade us because Americans love their guns. Because they know the importance of it. It wasn't put
well,
there
they know
in that
they
piece
have
of paper.
To take they know they have to take the guns away before they can invade, so that's what they're working on. Hello, Virginia.
Yep. Yeah, or maybe a lot of those invasion forces are already here, just waiting.
Hello, Dearborn.
Waiting. Hello, Dearborn. Exactly.
Don't
hello,
buy.
Hello, Fort McMurray, Alberta.
Yep.
They're going to take away all the guns from the gun owners in Dearborn that are registered lawful gun owners, but they're not going to touch the guns that are in the illegal gun owners' homes because they don't know about them. Wow. They're only going to come after the guns they know about.
That's
you know,
it.
The ones that you lawful citizens have registered with them.
Let's say it like it is. Those guns that are going to be used at that particular time are being protected by the government. There's stand down orders given all the time.
Yeah,
yep.
That's it.
Yep.
I still setting us up. They're setting us up for it, dude.
I still firmly believe the best gun locker is a 6 foot long piece of 8 inch round PVC pipe that lives in the garden.
I have one. Underground.
That's your best gun locker.
Then come look for it, guys. You won't find it.
The thing is, guys, we got to figure out a way to convince the rest of the world not to believe in the dang clown show. Let their actions speak louder than words. When a government out there says save the children, that's a worthy cause. Let's save the children. But when that same said government sends a drone over there and blows that children's parents off the map, what happened to save the children?
Yeah, exactly.
I have no qualms about waking up the masses. If there are people who want to follow David Koresh into the basement of a burning building or follow Jimmy Jones to Guyana and drink the Kool-Aid, Let them. The last thing I want is somebody standing beside me while I'm trying to wake people up, telling those very same people, now that you're awake, come with me to Jimmy Jonestown in Guyana. That's not the kind of people I want surrounding me.
No, you know, and that's
I firmly believe those who are awake are awake. Those who are not awake have a new name called cannon fodder. Sorry, you get out of the way yourself. I'm done playing Paul Revere.
Yeah, well, that's it's ramping our energies up towards the negative realm. It's getting us all frustrated. It's getting us all angry. It's getting us all to where we want to be violent, and it's intentional. We're in a spiritual battle, whether you want to call it that or not. You can call it whatever you want. It's a battle for your mind. It's a battle for your spirit. It's a battle for your soul. It's a battle over information. And until you realize you're under attack, you know?
You just touched the one word that encompasses everything, Shaziz. This is a battle for our souls.
Yep.
This isn't a battle of political left versus political right. This, what we're looking at all around the world, doesn't matter where you look in the globe, it's the same issues. This is a battle of good versus evil. And it started when the serpent handed Eve the fruit of knowledge. What knowledge? The knowledge that evil exists. As long as you know cocaine is available in that little drawer in your nightstand, as long as you know evil exists, somebody somewhere is going to take advantage of it and use it. And that's what we're seeing here. Generationally, it's been implemented.
Yep.
Evil being pushed on good. And that's what it boils down to. Tear everything down to its bottom common denominator. Peel the layers of the onion away, as Shrek the Ogre said in that movie by Disney. Shrek, ogres are like onions, they have layers. Peel the layers of the onion away, and what do you find? The raw essence of the truth. Good
versus evil is what we are caught in the middle of right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not a biblical man, but you can open up that big book and go find references to exactly what we're living in today.
Yep. This, you know, Paul Harvey in 1965 laid it out just the same world that we're seeing right now. He said it in 1965. How do you know all that? It's a good question. How'd that book know all that? It's a good question. But regardless of all that, regardless of your faith and your background, we're here in the here and now. Two Dog is going around, he's gathering up flags from all different nations and all different faiths and stuff like that, and he's trying to bring people together. Buzz writes all kinds of poetry that is uplifting. He's trying to bring all people together. Barry and I, we come from a Christian faith, and we try to use common sense. Barry's not beating you upside the head with the Bible. I'm not slapping you upside the head with the Bible, but we're talking about references that are in there. Duke's coming here with wisdom from all over the place. He's been around. He's seen things. We're sitting here. We're working together. We can agree to disagree on certain things, but we're doing it in a common sense, in a respectful manner. That's what the Knights of the Round Table is all about. We're trying to bring brilliant minds from all over the world to actually solve the issues. And the first portion of that resolution means that you have to understand whether you think God is just an energy force that's out there that is of all creation, or whether you think God is an actual entity, whether it be a he or a she or Mother Earth, it doesn't matter. We're in this boat. If you're on that side of the boat poking holes in it, you're not helping the process. If I'm over here patching, you're over there poking holes, you're hindering the process. And it doesn't matter whether you're black, white, red, yellow, green, chartreuse, or plaid. When this boat sinks, we all go down. It's indiscriminatory. The system out there don't care. Yeah.
Let me say it like this, my brother, and I'm gonna go with you. You being a Christian and me being a traditional, okay? Do you remember that we really, really, if you really get down to it, there hasn't been a disagreement completely with you and me?
No, there ain't.
Nothing. Now, let me say it like this. I want to thank you, Skip, very much for bringing me the 19th. Yes. Flag to fly here. Okay? The Christian flag is here.
Well, brother, I want you to know that when I bought that one there to send to you, I bought one for myself. So while yours is flying on your side with all representation from around the world, mine will be flying here as well.
And well, here's the deal. The reason I'm saying this, all right? The reason I'm saying this is that I had a vision, and within this vision, what it was people from around the world coming and talking. And what I have found out, since I have talked to Wiltshire, I've talked to England, I talked to everybody here, what I found out is that people just want the same thing.
Yep.
We all do. That's the point. Now, my spirituality, my God, or my great mystery, Ichimanitu, is a God of peace, not war.
That's it. And that's what we all want. That's what just about every single faith out there has in common. Am I wrong?
Now, let me go a little bit further. My grandmother's people, all right? The Iroquois Confederacy also spoke of the great peacemaker. The Iroquois Confederacy made up the Six Nations because of that. Now, here's the point, and here's how I'm using the flags that I get, okay, when we do this. If you have one arrow, it's easier to break.
Yep.
But if you have a bundle, that's unity, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what I believe in, too.
You cannot break it.
That's what I believe in. This panel that we got on here, hey, folks, we've been passionate today. I've even been loud. Sometimes I think I'm a loud-mouthed, emotional, crazy man, but, you know, maybe that's what it takes to get the ears of those out there who may be on the fence and are trying to wake up, and they can't seem to wake up for some reason. I got to thinking about things yesterday of how messed up everything was out there, and I'm saying, you know, everything should be wonderful right now. I got a beautiful wife, a beautiful family, I live on a nice piece of land, everything should be wonderful right now. But how can it be wonderful for me when I know that there's other people out there that can't enjoy the same things? And even to the extent where I got this piece right here, and I gotta constantly keep upgrading and working on it. It's a labor of love, but it's also, you know, constant aggravation. So I would be better off if I just wore a toga and walked around, you know, like the Hare Krishnas or whatever, and never owned anything or even thought of anything. But the thing about it is, now that I'm awake, now that I got all this knowledge that the world is kind of messed up and there's people out there suffering and need help, I want to shout it from every mountain that I possibly can. I want to try to bring all these people together to bundle them up, just like those arrows that Two Dog just explained. Because I know that together we can accomplish anything. But while we're sitting around arguing over who's what and what's what and this is the truth and that's a lie and all that kind of stuff, I'll go back to what I've been saying for so long. Because I know there are people out here who flat out despise the Bible. And I get it. I understand it. I understand the reason why you despise the Bible. But what I'm saying, and I'm not trying to sit here and basically protect the Bible per se. What I'm trying to tell you is that your reasoning behind why you despise this book is because it was written by man. It was manipulated by a church or man or a king or whatever. If one single book in this world is questionable because of that reason, then all information is questionable. And unless you're willing to be intellectually honest with yourself and go out there and question all the references, even the word of mouth coming down from another man, don't believe nothing I say to you. Go out there and take a look and step back and look at the big picture. Because you cannot get to the truth the way that you're going about it. You can't slap me upside the head with your scientific reference and tell me that creation was this way while at the same time creation or the science book is telling me that there was this big bang. It takes three things to start a fire. It takes oxygen, it takes an ignition source, it takes a fuel source. The question that I have as me personally is who or what lit the match? I don't know this because I wasn't there, just like you don't know the truth of everything because you've been lied to. Now, if we're ever to get down to the truth, the only way we're going to get there is when we decide to put our differences and our egos and all the craziness aside and start trying to find that truth, seeking the truth actively. The governments of the world, the banks of the world, the military-industrial complex, they do not want you to know the truth. Maybe the truth ain't pretty.
Can I add this, and I'll let someone else have it, my brother. 1754. In 1754, Ben Franklin said, if a nation of savages can have almost a perfect union, a perfect constitution, we can do better.
Well,
I don't see it yet.
Well, it's all a learning game. We're all here to learn. How's it going, Duke? You got something? I see you flashing over. Duke's like, yeah, pick me, Duke.
Actually, I just turned my mic back on. I muted it for a minute and had to step away for a second. I just sat back down. I hear Charles talking about, you know, governments and that sort of thing. How many of you have noticed that the government of Finland has collapsed due to the burden of debt?
I didn't know it.
I didn't know it.
A whole bunch of their government has resigned. They can't they can't create a budget. Their population is so dependent on social services, they can't make ends meet financially, and the government has collapsed in Finland.
Man, what a mess. Well, folks, we're getting down there to the doggone wire again. I hate this time because this is such an awesome conversation. That, like I said, I got a little rowdy today. I apologize for that. I get passionate because I'm trying to say, look, you know, all you folks out there constantly arguing over each other, Don't hate me because I'm a Christian. Hate me for whatever actions that you see me do. Hate me for my track record. Hate me for whatever it is that I do wrong. But until I do wrong, until I enslave somebody, until I rob or rape or loot or pillage or steal or kill, hate me then. Don't hate me before the crime. Hate me whenever I do it. All right? But here we go. This whole entire mess, it could have been avoided a long time ago had we ever been up on our game. We got so complacent. We got so used to allowing other people to represent us. We allowed them to run amok in our name. Some people in some belief systems run amok in their God's name. I don't think their God probably agrees with that. You know, it doesn't matter. The point I'm trying to get to, and it's a really painful subject because it gives me a doggone headache. You got to start paying attention to everything. You got to start paying attention to common sense. And just because you despise a certain book because you've been told about a story about these and that or whatever, that don't matter. Somebody 2,000 years ago wrote something down in a book that said that in the last days there would be wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famines, earthquakes in diverse places and all this kind of stuff. Essentially, people would laugh at things that were used to be considered to be disgusting or immoral. We as parents out there, not me personally, because I wouldn't buy it for my children, we don't have no problem going out and buying this little stuffed poop emoji and giving it to our child to make that, it sounds funny, right? Come on, man. There are certain places for waste, and that goes down the doggone toilet. Alright, it doesn't need to be glamorized to your child. Your child don't need to be taught half of this stuff that they're trying to teach our children in school. And I get it. You're busy. You're out there working. You're out there trying to survive. You got your wife is going to one job. You're going to another job. And maybe your finances are messed up. You're both going to two different jobs. And you got your child use the doggone public school system as a nursery or a babysitter. And they're running amok with your child. They're indoctrinating your child, they're brainwashing your child, and then your child comes up and becomes part of society, and that is what they got from that. They didn't get that from you. And in some cases, maybe they did get some of what they got from you. So, it all comes down to personal responsibility. It all comes down to wisdom and common sense. It all comes down to the fact whether you're going to believe a book without trying to do some research, whether you're going to try to step back and look at the big picture, whether you're going to take in information and just repeat it like a parrot. Anyone can say Polly won a cracker. Anyone. You can say it over and over. It doesn't make it true. Polly might not want a cracker. Polly might want a sunflower seed. Maybe you ought to ask Polly what Polly wants. But are you going to sit around and argue with each other? Are you going to sit around and fight with each other? Then you are going to be willing to go to war and kill one another. You're going to be willing to allow your governments of the world and the banking systems of the world and the military-industrial complex and the CIA, DEA, all the other alphabet soups, you're going to allow them to run amok. Number one, because you've been told to be afraid of these people. Just like that grasshopper said to those ants. Those ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And when they realize that, our way of life is going to change. This is why the system fears you. This is why the system fears this round table. This is why the system fears free speech. This is why the system definitely fears the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. I wish every single nation out there could have a Second Amendment. I wished every single nation out there could have a First Amendment. I wished every single nation out there could have an entire replica of that Constitution.
Because the original they need it. Constitution.
That's it. They
Not
need it.
What it's become now, the original We the People Constitution of the United States. Not what it's been Frankensteined into.
That's it.
Things like your Federal Reserve and in Canada, our Bank of Canada, those are not part of the original U.S. Constitution. It was a bank run by the people who owned the bank.
That's
now,
right.
The U.S. is run by a privately owned banking system called central banking. I saw a post yesterday on Facebook that was so blatantly true. A picture of an American dollar bill, and in black magic markers, someone had written on that bill, "I'm just a piece of paper, but I control every aspect of your life." Yep. And that's what central banking has done to we the people in the world. You take a look around the world at countries that are doing well financially, China, Russia, and a half a dozen others, they're not part of the international central banking system. You look at countries that are having major social upheaval and major financial difficulties as a country, and they're all of them are part of the Rothschild's central banking system. If the people of a country don't control the money of the country, they are slaves. And the Rothschilds and central banking have turned roughly 70% of the population of the entire world into slaves by using money.
That's right. And if we the people are going to consent to be governed, then we need to ensure that said government knows its place. Plain and simple. And that's why they have to disarm it. It ain't because we're out there shooting each other. They don't care about that. Like they already talked about, like Bill Gates said, if we do a good job with vaccinations, we can population control under control or whatever. We can reduce the population. Vaccinations are supposed to be there to cure, right?
To save you, but they're not.
So
that's part of the lie, ladies and gentlemen.
With that said, because I'm sure this is going to take a few minutes, it's time to go around the table here. So, folks, look, everybody on the round table, take your time. We got 15 minutes left, but take your time and put your best ones out there that you want to tell this world what they need to figure out. Because I'm saying to the world out there, you need to stop allowing people to play you like a banjo. You need to understand that both the left wing and the right wing are still connected to the same bird. While you're out there choking each other out or tearing up your communities and all that kind of stuff, wanting a socialist or a communist style government, and you're hollering fascist while using fascist techniques to quell somebody else's free speech, while you're doing all that, while you're getting triggered over a red hat, guess what? They're still making money. The government's still making money. The mainstream media is still making money. No matter what you do, you're killing each other, they're making money. You're beating each other up, they're making money. You go to jail, they're making money. They're for private prisons. So, with that craziness said, which one you gentlemen want to go first?
I'll step up. I was the last one to join the show, so I'll step up first and say goodbye to everybody, because it'll be real quick and simple. All the things we talked about today, all the things that we as people see and hear online and on our TVs, all of that input, it all boils down. All the bad things we hear, all the different solutions that are tossed around, it all boils down to one simple equation. Evil will not destroy our world. Good men doing nothing to stop evil will destroy our world. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bid you adieu. Thank you so much, Shaziz, for having me on and letting me rant.
Yeah, thanks for tolerating my emotional outburst of frustration. Oh, man. I try to stay calm, but this is crazy. So what about
whether you're biblical, spiritual, or atheist, the answer to our problems lies within you.
That's it.
No one's going to fix it for us. It lies within you.
That's
right. And if things fall apart, there's no one to blame but you. Because evil will not destroy our world. Good men who do nothing to stop evil are the cause of the destruction of our world. It lies with you.
You said it well. You said it perfectly. Folks, you're the miracle you've been waiting for. My God didn't create any trash, only treasure, and that makes you treasure. So you need to get that through your head first. You need to start realizing.
Stop looking for a leader and be a leader.
That's it. How about you, Barry?
See you, gentlemen. Take care. Thanks for letting me on, Shaziz.
Oh, thanks for being here.
Bye, guys.
How about you, Barry?
Wow, what a conversation that was today, Shaziz. I've never heard you on fire like that for a while, but you know what? The emotions that you feel, I think we all share them. And we all share the frustrations that you feel all the time about what it's going to take to get people really active, involved, and stopping the badness we see. Yeah. And, you know, I ask myself that question every day, man. What's it going to take for people to wake up? Is it going to take troops in the streets and martial law and lockdown of society for us to wake up to the fact that this is coming? And if we don't stop it, what's coming in the very near future, I don't think I'd wish that on my worst enemy. I honestly believe that we are going to see some chaotic times in this planet. I believe the most important thing in my life right now, and I believe in people's lives, is what we said earlier in the show, is your spiritual connection. You have to have something to fall back on right now, because if I didn't, and I didn't start my day with prayer, and I'm not a perfect person, I've never said I am, but I really am working hard on me and my relationship and how I treat people, how I everything about me. And in the last years, I have seen changes how I feel about people. So I know that's positive. But you know, really, the bottom line is that we're seeing chaos right now in society. We really are, and it seems to be getting crazier by the day. We're going to really kind of have to pay attention to this coronavirus here in the next couple of weeks and see how that agenda. And I'm calling that an agenda. I honestly believe that this is all being done to funnel society into a situation where the possibility of a worldwide mandatory vaccine is implicated on society. There's all kinds of different directions this virus could take the world right now.
Yep.
So we're really going to pay attention to that and be aware that what we're seeing, I believe, is a giant ploy being played on people. So just be aware of that, guys, that's all. And prepare yourself accordingly. There's an old saying that being prepared is a good thing. If nothing happens in this world and things continue on the way they are, but you have prepared for bad times, then, you know, that's better than having things go south and not being prepared for it. So just prepare a little bit for bad times, take care of your family, and make sure they're protected.
Agreed, and well said.
A gun is a tool. That's all it is, guys.
That's it.
And I believe that if you aren't armed, that you don't have that tool there, then you're denying the toolbox of a tool that should be in there. It's all part of the picture. A gun is just a tool. I have gun put away, and I'm not the kind of person ever going to go take it out unless I absolutely need it to defend myself, at which point I will, and I believe that's our God-given right.
Yep.
So thanks for coming in, Shaziz, and guys, always a great conversation.
Always a pleasure, brother. So, you know, I'm so dumbfounded by, you know, all the things that are going on out there. I'm just like everyone of you. I'm just trying to sort it out. We got to get to the bottom of all this craziness, and we got to first realize that we're being played before we can do anything about it. So, with that said, Two Dog, you got any words of wisdom?
One of the words of wisdom that I can give you is believe in whatever creator you believe in, whatever God you're praying to, whatever you call it. Let every step you take be a constant talk, a constant prayer with Him. That is Him or for her or it or whatever. Okay? The fact of the matter, if you want this to be, then the truth lies within thyself. Believe in what you believe in. Walk your way. We're only here for a short time. But those who do nothing when something should be done are those who get ran over in many, many ways. I have sat with many, many nations now. And then the state I live in won't even speak to me. So here's the point. That doesn't matter so much today, that might. But to be a warrior, to be a true warrior, is not to hold a gun and look stoic, but it's to put a screen door up for an elder who can't.
Yep.
In other words, she says real quick, there's a thing called community. Know your community, because that's actually common unity. When somebody in your community is hurt, go to them and pick them up. It's time that America becomes that unity.
Yep.
Because actually, there is no unity here right now. But if we stay silent on this, nothing will change.
Agreed.
People are afraid of me, have been afraid of me. I'm going to soon be 61 years old. And because I speak what I speak, you have the freedom of speech until you speak it in this country. In many, many ways.
Oh, I know that.
But the system of the focus is this. How you walk your way in what spirituality that you walk. You walk it, you talk it, you eat it, you sleep it, you breathe it 24/7. Because when I go to my Creator, I want to tell Him I did the best I could.
I do too.
Oh. Thank you, Sajid, for having me on.
Well, it's been my honor, my pleasure to have you here, brother. And, you know, I one last thing I want to ask you. Don't you think that the best representative of the people, the best representation of the people are the people?
Well, see, here's the thing, brother. My chief, who turned over 80, and she was too sick and wanted to step down. Let's put it this way. I was sitting here talking on the computer with friends of mine from wheelchair. And I said, hang on a minute. And I got a phone call. And in that phone call, my chief was like, I have to step down. I said, ah, you'll be fine. She said, well, I've stepped down and the whole tribe had voted. I'm like, why haven't I got a vote on this? What vote? Well, the whole tribe voted and you got it. And I'm sitting here, what the thing it is, it's not about me as a leader, but it's about the people. And if I don't do this right, the people can take me out of this position.
Yeah.
The point being is what I'm doing is not about me, it's about my people. The thing about it, all right, is that I got elected to the chief of this position in my nation. I didn't even run, Shaziz. I knew nothing about it.
That's because your footsteps had showed your track record, and they liked what they saw. So that's it. And you didn't have to try to prove yourself with anything else other than what you've done.
That's what I'm saying. The thing about personal, individual people, all right? If this is your truth and how you walk, your people will see this.
Yep.
The fact of the matter is, I became a leader without running. And she said, you need to sit down. I'm like, nah, I'm fine. She said, no, you really need to sit down. Huh. So I sat down, and she said, the people have voted, and you have it. I went, oh, God, I'm the fall guy, huh?
All right, brother. Well, we got to get on to Buzz now. How you doing there, Buzz? You still with us?
Yes, brother.
You got any words of wisdom?
Yeah, I'm going to generalize the truth. The truth itself is not as important as the consequences, and while we're being manipulated into fighting over what is true and what isn't, we're not changing those consequences. Plus, the truth can be manipulated, so we have to question everything anyway. And at the end of the day, if all you do is search for the truth and fight over the truth, those consequences are going to stay the same. So we've got to make a difference. We've got to do something about it. Change those consequences. Not focus over the argument. You're never going to know the full truth. That's a reality. So make some differences. Make some changes. Don't just focus on something that you can't always see the final picture of, because the picture's always changing. Thank you for having me on, Shaziz. Take care, everyone. Stay safe.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure. Thanks to everybody out there. And I still don't know how to pronounce UJWAIG out there in the chat room. I'm sorry. I just can't pronounce that for some reason. Somebody's going to have to tell me how to pronounce that. But it's hard for me to even go into those frequencies when I am peaceful. Peace within myself, and that's what we're trying to get to everybody. It'd be peace inside yourself first and most of all. You got to be strong for yourself if you're going to be able to be strong for others. You got to know how powerful your words are. You got to know how powerful your actions are. You got to know the power of that love that's inside your heart, and that's what we're trying to spread around the world. We're not trying to change your minds or your hearts or your faith or your political opinions. What we're trying to do is ask each and every one of you to reach out, look out, and see. Step back and look at the big picture and see what's going on. And then you'll understand. You know, then you'll understand, then you'll realize, then you'll see the whole big picture. You'll say, look, I can see what's going on now. It's hard when you're stuck down inside that box. It's hard to make a real decision because only information you got is that which is right in front of your face, that which you've stumbled on throughout your entire life. You can't trust a book because it was written by man, and you can't trust nothing that man says. You got to use that discernment deep inside you to weed through and find the truth. Two people telling a bold-faced lie have to put out a little tiny nugget of truth inside that lie in order to make their lie sound plausible so that you'll lean their way. This is the trick they've been playing on you. And everything that you see out there, all these different times you see that there's a starving baby in the world and there's a homeless people in the world, if this is our reality, if we really have this, then what are we waiting for? Why aren't we fixing this? Why, with all the technology we've got, with all the numbers of people that we've got, with all the ways that we can communicate across international boundaries, why can't we solve this? Why can't we take what used to... What, here in the United States, there's so much waste, and I know in other nations there's so much waste. Some people get it. Some people are starting to resolve it. There are people out there saving food before it gets thrown in the trash. There's people out there recycling. There's people out there doing good things. So there's a lot of good people in the world, but they need our help. You know, little programs like Pay It Forward or a simple smile like Barry's always talking about, a little bit of show of love, some sort of friendliness, some sort of something, sending positive pebbles, those ripples across the pond, that's what we need. And we need as much of it as possible as we can right now. Let's don't argue about who or what God is. I believe in a higher power. I got my version of what I think God is. I walk my faith, and I walk my faith truthfully. And I walk it respectfully. I do what I can. I'm not perfect just like anybody else. No man's perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God, no matter who that God is to you. And even if you don't believe in God, you know, even if you think that all of us combined are God, however you think it is, I'll go back to that boat again. We're all in the same exact boat. We're all suffering through the same exact oppression. We're all slaves to the system. And we're all in this together. So if you're poking holes in your side of the boat while I'm trying to fix them in mine, just know this. When this boat goes down, we all go down together. Now, I don't know all of what the future has to hold, but I'm praying for the best. I'm praying for wisdom. I'm praying for common sense. Before you pick up that protest sign and go out there and put more money in the man's pocket, come talk to us. Come join the Knights of the Round Table. Join us in the chat room. There's a lot of wise people that put a lot of nice comments in there. There's some comments that come in there that are controversial, but you see, we can handle that. We got this. Together we sort it out. We take our differences, put them aside. We talk about common sense. We talk about truth and justice. And my friend Two Dog, he's an inspiration to me. He puts these flags out there of all nations. He even accepted the Christian flag, even though he is a traditionalist. But that's what we need to do. We need that example of everything. The wonderful words of wisdom that Buzz puts in his poetry all the time. You should read some of this stuff. Listen to him. The things that Barry talks about, and Duke, and all the people, Patty and Barbara, who've been on these shows, and all go back and look. There's tons and tons of these shows. Tons of them. Tons of podcasts. And so with that said, if you're inspired by anything you hear today, even if you're frustrated or whatever, because, oh, crazy Shazia's out there getting all radical. I do that once in a while. Sometimes I even come into tears. Sometimes I kind of get choked up when I start talking about things and I cry. Because I know what's on the line. I know it's my grandchildren, their children and their grandchildren on down the line. Those are the ones that's going to have to pay the price for whatever we do or don't do today.
Can I say something real quick, Shazia, before you go?
Go ahead, Two Dog.
One of the things, here's the thing about what my grandfather used to tell me. My grandfather told me, no one speaks for me, I speak for myself. And when it comes to God or the great mystery, God is all things to all people. So respect that. Amen. God is all things to all people.
Amen, brother. Folks, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. We wish you peace and love and hope and safety and freedom. And we wish you all the best. I want each and every one of you to go out there and try to smile to somebody. Try to do something kind. That's all we ask. We're not asking you for anything other than if you like what you hear here. Bring a friend. Share the message. And just be who you are, truthful to yourself. Take care. Peace and love.
Put up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great
old
one.
Woman! Man! Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routines, to call the scenes, to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're off so bad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Terrible, and the Knights of the Round Table.